Blog Talk Radio.
Money hoarders, KYS crew. No red light,
no red light,
no stop sign,
no stop sign.
Got one shot,
got one shot.
From the spots, man. Watch these smiles.
These pistol living in the mixtape by your man Tom.
This is a push
green light. Now that means go. No red light,
no red light,
no stop sign.
We gonna take this one uptown.
Got one shot,
got one shot.
In the spots,
from
man.
Chicago to the Twin Cities.
Smiles hit the ground out of me.
Hey, yo, Tom, why don't you stop playing with a man?
Green
let's go.
Light. Now that means go.
So who we are then? You a rapper and I'm an artist. Blow fire loud, spit arson.
What?
But I'm cold though, call me artist. In my right hand, got off right tip. This is what I write with, alright then. I'm cold now, was I ice then shit. Matter of fact, I was better than that. But they was hating, they ain't wanna give me credit for that. Get on my zone right quick, I'm a grown man shit. Tired of these raps, where the veterans at? You know the ones nice, on good credit. She a vet, she ain't never been a woe. I'm a threat, I ain't never been on toe. All I need is a stage and a mic. You ain't really got pricks to the page in a way. Let me cut right now, ain't no saving your life. Wanna change up your act, get a maid in your life. 48 thick, need some change in his life. What you mad at me for? Cause your pockets on seesaw. The passenger, she rough. She wet, call her D-Frog. In a deep pen, on a deep throat. If I call back, cause I'm all that. I'm going all in, y'all can fall back. So my squad win, no six pack. 16 tax, on frequency, no feedback. Just a bunch of haters, but we need next. This ain't a freestyle, this ain't a free rap. It's daylight saving, time's up. And he's back.
No red light,
no red light,
no stop sign,
no stop sign.
Got one shot,
got one shot.
In the spots, man. Watch these smiles hit the ground. Got a mean flow. Green light, now that means go. No red light,
no red light,
no stop sign,
no stop sign.
Got one shot,
got one shot.
In the spots, man. Watch these smiles hit the ground. Got a mean flow. Green light, now that means go.
And my team so,
so
anti-yo life,
life.
KYS crew, Vodka 44 Vikes, two razor blades,
two.
Both wrists,
life.
We put that in the swisher,
loud.
And then we smoke, bitch,
God.
Two eyes low, won't lift, she got some ass shots,
yeah.
Give her more switch, but I don't fall for it.
BJ say overcome all of it.
If I fall right now, what a drop it'll be. Obviously, I'ma hold my pivot. Guess who's your chick in a photo printed? And I barely even know her, but just notice that my focus is on camera. HD and my future clear. Flat screen, flash on. What you cast on? Use the track phone. One call, Bluetooth, mask on. This ain't an ag home, this ain't TV. That's a good bra, that ain't real D. But this real time, Toshi. One track, no weed. 16 lines, no bleed. The weed loud, go cheese. Green light, proceed. Time's up, OV.
No red light,
no red light,
no stop sign,
no stop sign.
Got one shot,
got one shot.
In the spots, man. Watch these smiles hit the ground. Got a mean flow. Green light, now that means go. No red light,
no red light,
no stop sign,
no stop sign.
Got one shot,
got one shot.
In the spots, man. Watch these smiles hit the ground. Got a mean flow. Green light, now that means go.
All right, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Miss Queen T. We got Magafi on the line. What's up, Magafi?
What's up, T? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. You know, we're going to bring in our crew as soon as they pop up. I'm not sure where everybody's calling from. You know what I'm saying? Some of the numbers are changing and stuff like that. So make sure y'all inbox me whatever numbers y'all are calling from. So, but that first track right there was KYS crew, Time's Up. Shout out to him. No red light. Make sure y'all get that mixtape. Minnesota, Chicago artist. But I see my girl. I see MID on the line. What's up, MID?
Good evening, baby.
What
up?
Hey, MID. Ain't no falling asleep tonight.
MID in my Lionel voice.
I gotta bring my girl Miss Chocolate in. What's up, Chocolate?
What's up? What's up? I'm here.
What up, what up? All right. Hurry up and bring me my food, I'll play.
I'm working on it. I'm here. I'm happy right now. Wait, boo.
All right, all right. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We got a special co-host tonight filling in for Jay Biggs. We're going to go ahead and bring him in. We're going to bring him in, y'all. Let's go ahead and bring him in. Maturi.
Yo, I say yo.
Well.
How you doing?
How you doing?
What's your life like?
We got Maturi in the house.
Hey.
I'm sorry, what
did
you say?
Oh, I was
saying. All right. Maturi, y'all, we get to listen to Maturi's voice all night now, by the way. Let's go ahead and bring Red in. Let's go ahead and bring Red in, you know what I'm saying, Miss Tadao. Shout out to Mocha, too. Shout out to Mocha.
Tune in. Tadao,
hey,
what up? What's good with y'all?
All right, I think this might be. I thought y'all can call me Miss Tadao and shit because there's a couple of different Tadaos out there. I am Tadao, not Miss Tadao. Tadao. Okay, I love you. Love you. Lionel, Lionel, that's you? Yep, it's me. What's good with y'all? Yay, yay, yay.
Yay.
All right, y'all. Welcome to Next to Blow or Hell No right here on Next to Blow Radio. This is how we do it each and every Wednesday with the crew. You know what I'm saying? Jay Biggs is missing tonight, but he'll be back next week. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we got Maturi on the line. So, everybody, welcome, Maturi.
Thank
crew.
You.
Yep.
Welcome.
Thank you, man. You're the suspect tonight,
Maturi, Maturi, Maturi.
I feel so welcome. I feel so welcome. So much love in the room right now.
That's what's up, man. Everybody here. You on the list, man.
Definitely. We got the whole, you know, nation tuned in. Shout out to everybody calling in. Red, go ahead and let everybody know how they can tune in, call in, and all that stuff.
Oh, we, y'all can tune in by calling. Hold on, I got to look it up on my phone, y'all. I'm slow. The cell phone's handicapped my ass. Y'all can call in at 718-664-9115. Again, it's 718-664-9115. Press 1 to go live. Make sure you press 1 if you want to be heard live on air, if you want to chop it up with us. Also, y'all can tune in to Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio. Go live with us at Next to Blow or Hell No on the website. So, yeah, tune in with us now.
Tune in. Shut out.
Yeah,
make sure y'all press that 1, too. Make sure you guys press the 1. We got a hot interview tonight. I know y'all ready. He won last week. Shout out. Who won last week? Let the callers know who we interviewing tonight.
We interviewing Mr. Silent Flows. He's back with his new shit, and he's doing his thing right now. If y'all don't know, you're going to learn today. He did his thing last week. Again, shout out to Silent Flows. So, yeah, we're going to drill his ass today with some interview questions and things like that. Hope y'all ready.
Hope y'all ready.
I'm ready.
Like that out.
Y'all ready?
Yeah, I'm definitely ready.
That's my big brother, too. So, you know, I'm about to try to figure out something I really don't know about him so I can blast his ass on the radio and fuck with him. So, yeah, let's drill him, guys.
I got that same thing. You know what I'm saying? I got that feeling like you know somebody, but you don't know him, but now you really want to know him. Oh, we better watch out when I come with some questions.
Yeah, that's my father mouth. That's exactly what I'm talking about, man. Y'all just going to give him the crazy questions, man. Something that's going to bring him out.
Embarrassing,
you know?
That.
But a man got to know when to know what to say. So, hey, man, you got to learn, fuck it. Right?
That's true.
You want to learn today? No,
you got to learn. All right,
y'all, I think it's big, though. I'm going to go ahead and bring Biggs in. I see he got a way to call in. Let's go ahead and, I think it's him. Biggs, that's you?
Yeah, this is me. Yeah, this is me. Hey, what's up, everybody?
Yo.
Man,
we got the bromance on the line. Bromance.
Listen, I don't know what's going on, y'all, in this magazine y'all got going on. But real niggas fuck with real niggas.
Bro,
and it ain't too many
man.
Of
I love you.
I ain't even
listen to this song.
Kind of missed the whole topic combo.
Damn.
Right.
Right. Look,
damn.
I pray for you, man.
We got, as of right now, Miss Chocolate, Miss Sex After Dark. Yes. We got,
Hey, I'm talking about dark room perfume. You feel me? Yes.
The topic was, is it possible to love more than one person at the same damn time? You know, not be in love and love, but, you know, can you love a person, two different people at the same damn time type deal?
Yes, it is. It is definitely possible, you know what I'm saying, because, you know what I'm saying, depending on the person, you know what I'm saying, you got a big heart, you got a lot of love to share, too. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just like saying, love my mom, I love my brother. I mean, come on, I love is love. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's a love that's intimate love, whether it's a love that's a, you know what I'm saying, just a bond type of love, love is love. It's definitely possible to love more than one person.
I got that Barney love for niggas, Joe. I love you type love.
No. I got the Jesus love for everybody. I love you because my daddy told me I had to. But on the cool, I hate all these niggas.
Damn.
Y'all silly as hell.
I got the Jesus love. All right, fuck,
you know
y'all.
What? Yeah, we're going to go into the first caller. We're going to see what these callers got to say. Again, if you guys want to go live with us at any time, press 1, dial 718-664-9150. Area code 651-354. Caller, who is this?
Hello?
Area code 651-354.
Hello, what's good with it?
What's up,
hello, what's good with it?
What y'all got going on out there, man? I hear y'all over there on Nick the Blow.
Well, we hear you on Nick
the
Blow. What's your name, caller? Where you calling from on Nick the Blow, caller?
Oh, shit. My name is Jay Biggs, and I'm calling from Next to Ball Radio. What's up?
Oh, God.
I was going to go for that, man. I was not going to go for
God,
that, man.
You can't do that.
I was not going
yourself,
for that,
bro.
Bro.
Caller 651-354, you live. Who is this? Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Y'all got to take y'all phones off of mute. If y'all got y'all phones on mute as y'all listening and tuning in, please unmute your phones and listen for your area code and the first three digits of your number.
Good job, Ray. Hello?
Right up.
All right. Let me see if this person on the air, y'all. Hold on. 651-354.
He said hello.
I think that's your name.
I'm saying it's your boy, Silent Flows. What y'all doing?
What up,
bro? What's poppin'? I'm listening to y'all for a half hour.
What's
straight.
Up,
bro? I'm on the show.
Good,
bro.
You, bro?
I'm gonna roll up. I'm on the show.
Roll it up.
Watch
it all blow out.
We all sing together in the choir, man, but we can't all talk together.
Bro, where you at?
I'm in Minneapolis.
Oh.
Yo, this is who we're interviewing tonight, you guys. This is Mr. Silent Flows on the line right now.
Yeah,
I just wanted to get in on the conversation because y'all doing so good.
Aww.
Okay, well, go ahead and touch on that topic for us. How do you feel about that topic that we addressed? Do you think that two people can love? Do you think that you can love more than two people or two people at the same time?
No, it's kind of mutual on all ends, though. You know what I'm saying? Because we can love who we want. You know what I'm saying? It's all about that feeling and that where we feel like we want to be at with a certain person.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You don't feel like you want to be in love with this person, and you feel like you want to be in love with the next, but you know how the ball rocks, you know what I'm saying? Most people feel like they want to be with this person and in love with the next person.
Yeah.
It might be like
some real
deal
interview tonight.
That's a hoe, bro. That's a computer.
You said what?
That's a computer.
I want Bobby, but they say how they buy your red bottom.
Oh, wow.
You're a fool for that.
All right. Silent Flow, just hold on the line, okay? Just don't go nowhere, okay?
Almost definitely hold on.
Yes, sir.
All right, make sure y'all stay tuned for that exclusive interview with Silent Flow a little bit later on in the show. Shout out to him for being next to Blow. So we're going to get into the next caller out of the 612-916.
What's the dealio? This your girl, Finesse, a.k.a. Mrs. Know That. How y'all doing tonight? What's up, Finesse? What's up?
What's the dealio? I had to tune in tonight.
That's what's up. That's love right there. What you got going on?
It's just getting off work, getting my dough. You know that. Probably go down to the Hunan and have me a volcano and get drunk off my ass. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. That's somebody,
I'm going to
fight with you.
You about to turn up like that ass.
No, that. You know, I'm downtown St. Paul now, but I'm still Mrs. Minnie Epps. Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Oh, that's right. Somebody go ahead and hit her with that topic, though.
Yo, Miss Finesse, ta-da, know that.
What's up, baby?
What it do? How you feel about that? That the topic is it possible to love more than one person at the same damn time?
You know, I write poetry about this type of shit. I truly believe, and no real shit, I truly believe you can. And why I believe that is because, like, you can love somebody for different aspects of who they are. You know what I mean? And I think that's why a lot of people cheat or, you know, find themselves fond of more than just their partner and stuff like that. Like, Silent Flows, he put it in the bag, though. Like, you can't even express after that. Like, I was just listening, and it was like, wow, you can love two people. Like, right now, I love two people. No lie, you know.
I knew it.
I love two people, but I'm single. You know what I mean? Like, and I can say that I'm infatuated in love with somebody, and then I got love for somebody. You know what I mean? Like,
we're
the first
have a lot
I got
of women
love
calling
for.
In. Huh? I said we probably gonna have a lot of women call in like this, like on the cool, like no lie.
And I mean, can I ask you one question though? What's up?
Who got the better love and who got the better dick?
Hold on, you know what? I ain't going to lie to you, though. The one with the better dick is the one I'm in love with. The one that got the better love is the nigga that just be around. You know what I mean? Like, that's how it be for some women, especially women like me. I'm single, you know what I mean? So it's like I'm always willing to mingle. And whoever really just step it up and show me as a man that they can, you know, they are – able to love me fully, then that's who I'm going to ride with. Whether he got the good dick or the better love, it don't matter.
And
you know what I mean?
That's how all
up.
Women need. Shout out to the
not
women,
true.
Y'all.
That's not all
shout
women. Some of these females are dumb. They don't even see love because they don't know what it is. First of all, love is infinite. You know what I mean? And real love is unconditional. So it really don't matter who you love as long as you 100 about it, period.
Exactly.
And I said that. You see, she was kept 100, man. She ain't beat around the bush or nothing.
Hell no, I'm just glad, man.
Niggas ain't listening tonight.
That's okay.
I hope them two niggas ain't listening.
Guess what? The niggas that ain't listening right now is getting played. Out they socks.
That's how I go right there.
You know what
I'm saying?
That nigga.
Huh? That's real.
I'm on a
push. All right, y'all. Y'all want to go live with us? Make sure you guys press the one. Yo, Finesse, you still on the line?
Know that.
Okay, go ahead and give out your shout outs real quick. You know, your link, because I know you're an artist as well.
Oh, man. Yes, I got so many shout outs. I want to shout out first because this motherfucker been hitting me so hard with everything. Shout out to Mecca because she's been putting me on every damn show. Everybody that's showing her love. My team, TKF. My whole team, Team Finesse, period. Whoever rocking with me, you can hit me up on Twitter, /SoulTie. YouTube, /SoulTie88. Facebook, Finesse Banks. SoundCloud, Finesse Banks. Hit me up. I'm always down for collaboration. You already know what it is. I sing rap through spoken word. I even get down to play some keyboards, some violins, some trumpets, some old shit.
Oh,
I got a live band coming out. Know that I got a show, a big live show. Well, first I got the show at Imperial Room March 20th next week. I'm trying to take home that money. And then I got a live show at Aqua
April 10th. Damn, somebody getting in trouble over there. What the fuck?
Right.
Like,
damn.
Hey, that's an alarm. Listen to what I'm saying, though. I got
no,
a lot
that's
of Maturi.
That's Maturi. You know, he over there, Maturi over there in Brooklyn, right in the hood and shit.
Good.
Shout out to Maturi, yo.
I'm like, let's go to the ER.
Oh my god.
On some real shit though, we'll be live at Aqua April 10th. Mecca and Miss Tadal. I'm sorry, Tadal. We'll be hosting. We getting it in. You know what I mean? I got tickets, VIP, and general admission, and we gonna turn this thing up. Know that.
I like how you fixed that shit. Yeah. I see how she said it too. It's very
I can't help it though. I know, finesse. I do the same thing. We're about to play this track, and then we're going to come back and thank these callers to go go live with us. Shout out to the 678 in the building, 612s. You know, say shout out to everybody. Make sure you guys press the one to go live. We're about to get into this track. Come back, and then we're going to get into those five songs for y'all to judge. So definitely, here it is. Bomb, bomb, fade away. Let's go.
Fade away.
Double C on my letterman. Butler had to walk an hour just to let her in. Now that's one big ass house. Helicopters on the roof for when we dipping out. I'm ballin' big, fade away. Like Kobe in the game, but I'm rockin' Jay. And I'm running plays, getting to the money. Hand in my pants, Al Bundy. Got some fat up in my undies. I'm ballin' big, fade away. I'm ballin' big, fade away. I'm ballin' big, fade away. And I'm getting to this money like a day. I'm the one they talk about. I'm moving in, they moving out. Every day it's a new amount. I'm counting up the dough. Ozzy for the smoke. I'm winning, mixing, goose with the coke. I'm ballin' big.
I'm ballin' big.
Moguls on deck, you can call it quits. Foreign whip, slicing down your main street with your main freak. Give me brain geek. Private flight, you got train seats. I'm ballin' big. Fade away. Like Kobe in the game, but I'm rockin' Jay. I'm ballin' bitch, fade away. And I'm getting to this money like a day.
I'm ballin' bitch,
fade away.
I'm ballin' bitch,
fade away.
I'm ballin' bitch,
fade away. And I'm getting to this money like a day. Gotta know I'm perfect, bitch. Show me what you working with. Chill with me, become famous. Never buy my kush from strangers. I'm going hard and it's painless. Pain wet and it ain't raining. I'm ballin' bitch. Stay ballin' bitch. With somebody, baby mama, who I'm mopping with. And I'm serious. Retro, that didn't come out. Hit the ones, keep the lame out. My homies took the same route. Now I'm getting to this big dub. Remember when I used to hustle by the stop and go? Did whatever just to get this change. Now that boy rocking five rings and six chains. I'm ballin' bitch, I'm ballin' bitch. Never take a day off on that stolen shit. See the problem is most people ain't used to it. You on the mic, straight abusing your whack shit. We just knew it, I'm ballin' bitch, fade away. Like Kobe in the game, but I'm rocking Jay. I'm ballin' bitch, fade away. And I'm getting to this money like a day.
I'm ballin' bitch,
fade away.
I'm ballin' bitch,
fade away.
I'm ballin' bitch,
fade away. And I'm getting to this money like a day.
Hang up on my own, and since I got my change up. Leave me alone, ain't worried about the lame stuff. Baby young, the mother then came up. Now we on, see I done came up. On my own, and since I got my change up. Leave me alone, ain't worried about the lame stuff. Baby young, the mother then came up. Now we on,
now we on, yeah.
I'm high as fuck.
Shout out to Von Von. Make sure y'all check him out.
That's my shit.
Or whatever. Feel me?
That's his ticket, yeah, man. Fuck that.
What happened?
That's that boy ticket right there, man. He's straight up.
Yeah, straight up. He in there with that one. That, like, if he don't blow up that one, hell, I don't know what the fuck going on with the industry right now, bro.
Nah, he gonna be forming that. Right? He said yesterday, he said he gonna be forming that.
The thing is, you're going to keep him coming. I believe he will. He makes it blow. He don't let it blow right here.
Yeah.
Shit.
But, yeah, and that being said, shout out to all the callers that are just now tuning in. Make sure you guys press the 1. I see all the callers tuning in. Press 1 to go live with us. We're about to get into these tracks, the top 5 songs that we chose this week. Biggs, go ahead and let everybody know, you know what I'm saying, the rules and stuff like that.
Check this out.
Yo, Biggs.
If you're trying to send your music in to Next Blow Radio to get played on this show, to get picked by one of these hosts on the roster, which would be Miss Chocolate, hey, Chocolate, Red, you know what I'm saying?
Ta-da.
You know what I'm saying? My smooth mellow dude, M.I.D., you know what I'm saying?
M.I.D.
What's up? My motherfucking homie down in the motherfucking Cali line, man. Well, listen, if y'all don't fuck with us, we can't fuck with y'all. So y'all got to send this shit in, hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, you know what I'm saying? Let us know who y'all is, what y'all trying to do. We can't know. We can't know who to pick. Y'all ain't in our ear, let us know who it is. You know what I'm talking about? That's just real talk business, you feel me? But listen, you sending them tracks in, you got to send them MP3 format, you feel me? With your Facebook and Twitter account bio, you feel me? You feel me? A short bio of you, where you from, you know,
oh,
how long you been. You say, you say, hi, and you're going to send that to nexttoblow.hellno@gmail.com. That's nexttoblow, that's T-O, blow.hellno.
Girl, that's my phone.
Gmail.com. I'm
going to call you back. Hang up and call back, yeah.
All right, I'm going to call you back.
Hey, yo, we're talking about destinations and shit. This is not a hotline. Hello? But shit, you know what I'm saying? This is how it is, you know what I'm talking about? Everybody that's trying, like I said, one more time, to get on this show, get your joint heard, you feel me? You need to send it to nexttoblow.hellno@gmail.com, you feel me? MP3 format, Facebook and Twitter accounts, short bio, you, where you from, how you been long, been doing this, whatever. This shit, it feel like the rapper that you are. Just go ape shit with it, you feel me? Or a singer or whatever it may have. You know what I'm saying? This Next to Blow Radio, we put on for y'all. We supporting y'all. We getting y'all out. And then everybody hear y'all. It's like thousands, millions of listeners. And then it's people that go listen to these shows, you know what I'm saying, even after they've been done. They go listen to them and archive them and listen to them all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, go and check us out on Google Play. You can get the Next to Blow app. You know what I'm saying? Like, we really on some more shit right now. Hey.
Yep.
Y'all been heard by over 50,000 ears. We try to tell y'all that from all over the world. Each host on this motherfucker is from a different state. So, you know what I'm saying? Pass the word. If y'all know people who do this shit, tell them send that music in. Next Blow. Next Blow.
Just because this is on the internet, just because you know what I'm saying, you calling your phone, that doesn't mean it's not a major situation. Because listen, we are the people, my man, and whenever we are the people are the major situation. Because if the people ain't bumping your shit, then how the fuck your shit gonna get bumped? You feel me? So this is when we start. Mm-hmm. Get yourself out. Push through here. This is a promotion service made for underground and indie artists. Y'all take advantage of this shit. It's free. Like what? But y'all, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know, man. I be throwing a track every day. Like,
I'm going to tell you straight up, short and sweet, man. I'm going to tell you short and sweet. If you got heart to make it, you got heart. You got to have heart to send it. Point blank. You got heart to make it, you have heart to send it.
You just grabbing by the balls.
Got to have heart, nigga. Got to have
man,
heart.
Man, you didn't know you grabbed by the balls. You didn't grab by the balls. They think your heart to be in this business.
Right. But, yo, we about to get into these songs for y'all. You know what I'm saying? M.I.D., you want to go first?
M.I.D., what's happening? Yeah.
Got a song for,
Excuse me, yo, my phone keep breaking up and shit.
Yeah, man.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
What'd you say, M.I.D.?
My phone
M.I.D.
My phone keep breaking up.
Nah, he keep
okay, I'll go ahead around. And you want me to go ahead and do?
Hello?
I'll go ahead and do it. This track right here is Cubita, the poet. It's called Really. It's a chick from Miami, Florida. I looked at her little bio or whatever. So we're about to get in.
What's her name?
Cubita, the poet or something. I hope I'm saying it right. All
right. Cupid of the Poet, the song right here is called Really. This is Next to Blow or Hell No. So make sure you guys stay on the line. We need y'all judges. We need y'all vote. So make sure you guys stay on the line and press 1 to vote on the song. Let's go.
What's a ghost to a goblin? What's a goblin to a beast?
Mother flows through relief. Look what you do to me. I find it you and me. Feel you pumping through my veins, cause of you and free. I'ma give you what you need. 6 5 till it bleeds. Burn like I can buy the sea. Watch this place taking over me. Take me under, take me down. Wake me up before I shine. I lose myself in the town. No one around. I'm so profound like the sky ain't the ground. And I grind upon your bitches. You petty stitches. You thinking you're right, but I ain't tripping. For really, my nigga, I'm steady.
Hello?
Hello?
Area code 731.
You're live.
What's up? What's up?
What up? Who's this? Where are you calling from?
It's Eskimo. Calling from
what
the
up,
Jackson
Eskimo?
Area. Shit much, man. Shit much.
Okay, okay. Did you get to hear the song?
Yeah, I just heard the song that just played. But I was calling to see if y'all can play my song, though.
Okay, when we get done with these five songs right now, we play five songs every Wednesday, and the callers judge on the song. So we just want to know if you thought that song was next to blow or hell no.
Oh, man, I guess it was next to blow. You can say it. It's all right. But I ain't going to knock no nigga for what they doing. I like you to do a little bit.
Okay, okay. Well, definitely, I got a note down to play some of your music, but go ahead and give your shout-out real quick.
All right, I want to give a shout-out to the Eskimo Status group. I want to give a shout-out to them Illinois niggas, you feel me? Man, just everybody I fuck with, shout-out to them. Shout-out to them TA niggas, too.
All right, all right. Thank you, Eskimo. Appreciate you calling in.
Yep.
All right, let's go ahead and get into the 678. 755.
What it is, man. This Mastermind checking in.
What's up, Mastermind?
What up with it?
What's up? Welcome to the next blower, hell no. Feel me? Shout out to Mastermind. She calling in to be a judge. She be hosting on a off the chain radio. Shout out to you for, you know, saying support in our station. And shit like that. So do you think the song is next to blow or hell no?
I was sitting here trying to debate how I don't want to get into no long ass review. I personally didn't like the song, but I would say it's next to blow simply because it's different.
Correct.
It's different. It's got a back to it, and you know, in every station or whoever else, you know, every radio station to have some different kind of music. So I would say it's next to blow, you know, on that, on a basis of that, you know.
Okay, definitely. Okay, thank you. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Go ahead and give your shout-out real quick. Well, we're going to bring
you
back in
know,
after the song, so.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. Off the Chain Radio. That's why I'm going to shout-out first. OBC Radio. I'm going to go ahead and say the rest of my shout-outs every time I judge. I ain't finna keep repeating everything every damn time. All right,
that's what's up. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, let's go ahead and see what the 95. No, I'm sorry. Hold on. 8 plus 1. Let's see. 510-302.
Hey, what it do? You already know. It's your boy. Dope Ass Music. No S. This is Google Boo. Team No Filter West Coast Bay Area Stand Up. AKA Mr. Bing Me Bitches. AKA Mr. Visa. Because I'm everywhere you want to be at. What it do next to blow?
Mr. Bing Me.
What
it is,
shout out,
dope.
What
it do?
Hey, man, I'm just over here, you know what I'm saying, listening to you. I just tuned in, just got to the higgity, and I heard the song, and I heard the beat. I'm like, oh, finally something different. This is about to be banging. And then the bars came out, and it was just like monotone the whole way through. I mean, I was like waiting for the enthusiasm, for the, you know what I'm saying, the fire. I'm like, oh, finally, that shit's next to blow. I love the fact it was different though, but I'm gonna have to say hell no, because it was right there. I was getting ready to jump off the edge, and I had to say hell no.
Damn.
All
right. Dope.
Yo,
that's my line now.
What's good, dope, man? Shit, cooler.
You know what I'm saying?
What's
up?
Good with you, man?
MID. You know what I'm saying? Ta-da. You know what I'm saying? Magassier runs with Hennessy. You know that loud head of Jay Biggs. I know he in the building.
Yo, yeah, what up, McCurry on the line with us, too.
Yo.
What? Hey, McCurry.
Yo.
Stay away from my woman. Stay away from my woman, nigga.
They got me on this show.
What up, though?
Man, what's up,
hey, man? What it do?
Nigga, I feel so Hollywood right now. You know what I'm saying? Guest co-host right now on Next to Blow Radio, you know what I mean? I'm amongst greatness, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? See what happened? this nigga went 100 topics, now he everywhere. You know what I'm saying? He got more pages than me.
Nigga, I'm about to start walking around with a pager, nigga.
Bro, how many D's did you got, bro?
Hey, yo, so, bro, I'm gonna get a hello. How you doing? Where are you?
What?
Damn,
shit
going like
that. Oh, hell yeah. Hell, Twilight Zone.
Hey,
what?
Somebody take themselves off speakers so I can hear what my focus is saying.
All right, sorry,
Go.
You know,
shout out. No,
yeah, I'm here.
Hey, boo. Everybody else is talking to you, just act like I ain't even here. What's that all about?
running the switchboard off a different computer than normally, so y'all gotta bear with me. All right. Shouldn't make Miss Chocolate over here run the damn switchboard.
That's what she should have did.
She's sitting right next to you. She's got in the building. I know she over here eating. It's okay. 612-770.
Yo, what's good? What's Mecca? Oh.
Mecca. What up, Mecca?
What's poppin'?
We over here macking on some chicken and fries.
Yes. Word on Next to Blow, man. Shit.
Yo, Mecca, do you think that song is Next to Blow or hell no?
I couldn't quite hit dude after the beat drop. I just heard. I don't know what the hell he was talking about.
Oh, her name was Cuba Tina or something.
Oh, that was a girl?
Oh, wow.
No, damn. That just shows you. I didn't know what the hell was going on.
That was a girl?
I thought that was a dude. I thought that was a man.
That was a girl or a guy?
Man, it had to be a guy. Come on, please send those guys.
That had to be a guy. It was too deep. Too deep.
Yeah, it was a girl. I don't know. The bio that she had sent, it said she is from Miami, Florida. She this. She grew up in and stuff like that, so.
Oh, okay, well,
hey, I bet
no disrespect
right.
to he or she, but I'm going to say a hell no.
Yeah.
All right, Mecca, don't go nowhere. Hold on the line, okay?
I just couldn't get jiggy with that shit.
Hopefully the next one you can get jiggy with.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, let's, you know what I'm saying, we're going to get into the next song. Let me see.
What the
I know Red hate going like first and second and shit. Okay.
Yeah, that's who they were talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, then, so why she didn't give no info or what if you hear up that? Like, she needed to been doing that.
We're going to get her back on the line, and then we'll get that info from Mecca here, but we're going to hop into this next song real quick. Mecca ain't going nowhere. Mecca's going to be a judge for us. We're going to go to this song. This is a song that I picked. This is your girl, Miss Chocolate. This is Kids Carson. His song is called The Reason. We want to know, do you think the song is Next to Blow or hell no? What y'all think? Listen up.
Hey. I ain't slipping 2 days, trying to develop new ways, crossing, turning thoughts the same, they once hated, now who changed? The reason that we all still struggling, trying to make it out, we see somebody on the rise and do our best to take them out, you got some negative thoughts, in a place that you can't break them out, so we all against each other, and all the time we stay in doubt, don't look for help, motivate yourself, instead of trying to wait it out, building up my own name, I made the moves to make a route, people rise against me. Hey, they try to tear me down, but I was born and raised as a man who should stand his ground. Put my soul into my music, I create my own sound. Milwaukee running in my veins, put it down for the hometown. No matter how hard it get, a reason that I got a smile, I'm only getting better. And I gotta make my mama proud, a baby on the way. And right now my mind is running wild. Somehow I'ma make it work and be a father to my child. My head is held high, never catch me looking down. So hard to break my spirit, rarely will I wear a frown. On this journey for success, mindsets have become the best. Until I reach the top, I assure you that I'll never rest. Dreams can come true, but only if you work at it. No pain, no gain, no gain equals worthlessness. My journey's just begun, I'm learning what my purpose is. When the fat lady sings, she gon' sing in perfect pitch. Never settle for good, that's the better, I know you heard of it. That's the music does for me, there's purpose in the words I spit. You can hear my words, but never feel my pain. My life's a documentary, it's never been a game. Write a book for you, and even on the page, you still wouldn't understand, you still wouldn't see the same. But it makes me strong, put my heart in every song. Music is me, deep in each and every bone. I chase my dream and chase the throne. I'm going Apis, Apis cone. Every bar is made of stone. I drop a verse and play a song. Here I stand, in this game, boy, I'm so advanced. Break your legs and stand a chance. It looks a killer, take one glance. Rappers nowadays remind me of a Candyman. Sweet as ever, so I put in work like a handyman. I can't give up now, I'm pushed by my fame and fans. I ain't finna let them down, I execute my master plan. Low minds with these cold rhymes, doing that with old lines. Getting props from old timers, my notebook is a gold mine. Understood, underestimated, unappreciated, too dedicated to trying to reach your expectations. The reasons that I gotta make it, gotta make it, gotta make it, so I gotta make it, yeah, hey, gotta make it, y'all.
All right, again, who was that? That was your boy Ken Carson, and the name of that song was The Reason. So let's see here what we got in the queue as far as the caller goes. We'll get somebody's input on that there.
Make sure you guys press the 1 if you guys want to vote. You guys got to press the 1, if you know what I'm saying. If you guys don't want to vote, then don't press the 1. But we're going to get into these calls and see what the caller's got to say. And we go first caller, we're going to see what Mecca got to say on that one. Mecca, what you think?
Hey, that's hot right there. Hey,
right.
I fuck with dude. That's a definitely next to blow right there.
You can get jiggy with that shit?
Yeah, I can get jiggy with that shit.
You can get jiggy with that shit?
Yeah, I dig that song right there. That shit was hot.
Hey, Mecca, I ain't gonna let you guys lie.
Yo, Mecca, I know you rocking with us. You know, some of the hosts, they want your information. I know you heard that shit.
Oh, yeah. What they want some information on, you know, I got Aqua coming up. I got tickets. You feel me? Tickets for Aqua.
This is what it is. You are a promoter, correct?
Yes, I am.
Well, let these motherfucking next to blow artists know where they need to hit you up so you can do some work.
Okay. Well, I got, y'all can hit me up always at my personal number. It's 612-770-5029. I got 5 shows currently, you know what I'm saying, this month, next month. And then I got a whole bunch, a lot of big shit for the artists for the summertime. I got a lot of shit up my sleeve, so definitely get ready. Next to Blow is going to be at every event I got coming up. They're going to be at Aqua. I got Blue Now on April 12th. Aqua is April 10th. I'm paying all my artists to perform at Aqua. You feel me? I'm pretty much the first promoter to do it. Let me see. I got at the Terminal Bar April 5th. And then I got, coming up right now, I got Room March 20th.
Yeah. All right, Mecca. So, you know, shout out to you, though, for rocking with Kid Red and stuff and myself, you know, this Miss Queen T. We definitely appreciate, you know, the support and you involving us with, you know, say, all your events that you're throwing and stuff like that. So definitely salute to you.
Oh, yeah, big shout out to Tadal. That's my dude right there.
Shout out,
I know you right there, my nigga. What's up, nigga?
Already, what it do, Mecca? If y'all don't know, y'all gotta know. God damn it, Mecca shows be like
super cracking, thick, whatever the fuck y'all want to call it, turned up, put it like that, and we don't turn down. We've been hosting things. We about to keep it going. So, yeah, shout out to Next to Blow, Mecca the rapper. Make sure y'all, Mecca Cello the rapper. Make sure y'all check her out.
Hey, bet that up. Much love to y'all. Y'all already know how it is. The Minnesota artist, fuck with me. That's all I got to say, man. I'm plugging y'all all day.
Shit, even if you out of town, come and fuck with us. This cash prize giveaway, you get paid for the shit. So, you know what I'm saying? Fuck with us. Y'all hear what we talking about? Follow us and let us know it's real. If y'all want to know if it's real, straight up.
Bet that up, Tada. Bet that up.
Tada.
All right, that's what's up. Thank you very much for coming on the line with us, Mecca. We're going to get to another caller here. Mecca, stand on. Don't go nowhere, okay?
Bet that.
All right, caller number 612-246. 612-246. Caller, go ahead. You're live on Next to Blow or Hell No. You can get that on with Next to Blow or Hell No.
How's BET status?
BET status is not the answer we're looking for. We need it. It's either Next to Blow or a Hell No.
That was Next to Blow.
They got to sign down their radio or phone or whatever they're listening to.
Okay, caller, can we get your name? Where you calling from?
My name is Yum Yum, and I'm calling from Queen Tea House.
Shout out to
Damn.
Yum Yum, calling from Queen Tea House.
Wait,
all right, caller. Thank you for your vote, caller.
Yum Yum.
All right, let's go ahead and get us to another caller. Let's see what Dope Ass Music thinks about that song right there. Dope Ass Music, go ahead and tell us what you think about that song. You think that song is Next to Blow or Hell No?
I'm going to give it a Next to Blow. It was different. It was unique. My man was spitting bars. He had a nice flow. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, anybody could be Next to Blow. You know what I'm saying? If they follow what everybody else is doing. But to set yourself apart, that's when you're next to blow. You know what I'm saying? You gotta, I'm going with that. That's next to blow.
Okay. Thank you very much, Dope Ass Music, for letting us know what you thought about that song right there. Okay, let's see what caller number 678-755, Mastermind, what you think about that call?
What it is, man, I think that track is Next to Blow. Like Dope Ass Music said, it got a different vibe to it. You know what I'm saying? So I think it'll definitely take off on some different shit. You know, dude got bars, he was going in. You know, and shout out to Mecca. I didn't even know Mecca was on the line. So shout out to her. Shout out to you. Shout out to MMDP Global South. You know. So yeah, gonna get it in.
All right, thank you very much for that input there, caller. Go ahead and stay on the line with us. Don't go nowhere. Make sure we get your input on the next one we got, okay?
All right,
so with that being said, we're going to go ahead and get into who wants to go next with y'all's song. Where y'all at, team? Where we at, team? Oh, wait a minute. 612-702. Trouble C, where you at?
What's happening?
All right, Trouble C, let us know what you think about that song. Is that Next to Blow or Hell No?
Hey, shit. Yeah, I mean, shit, this is Next to Blow. Shit, it was banging, you know what I mean?
Okay. Any specific reason why you felt that song was Next to Blow? Was it the beat that caught you? Was it the lyrics? What was it?
Hey, the delivery, man, you know. And shit, you know, shit, it was, man, you know, it was, man, I don't know how to put it. It was more, you know, like, shit, it wasn't all about, you know, like most rappers nowadays, you know, they talk about the bling. It was more metal, you know what I mean? And shit, I fucks with it, you know, if you're going to, you know, and he spoke the truth, you know, in his delivery and everything. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right, that's what's up. Thank you. We appreciate your input. Stand in line. Don't go nowhere. We're going to go ahead and get into another song. Yo, Reset, I'm ready to play. Can you introduce your song for us, please? Mr. Tadow.
Ta-da.
Ta-da.
642-701. Ta-da. Where you at?
Hey, yo. Ta-da. Where you at?
Ta-da. What's up, man? Where you at?
Man, I'm shit on the south side getting it in, drinking on this white Remy and shit. We barbecue.
Okay, well, I said I'm ready to play in the playground, so can you introduce your song for the listeners, please?
Oh, shit, my bad. Shout out to that shit. Don't be trying to punk me. It's okay. I'm sorry. Hey, I got, oh, shit. What is it called? I don't even have my list with me.
Fucking with my head.
It's my dude, Bobby Skills, Mac Earth. The song is called, what was it? Head what?
Fucking with my head.
Oh, fucking with my head. You know what I'm saying? This shit. Tell us what y'all think. Is it next to Blow or hell no?
That white Remy fucking with your head right there.
Man, wait, that Remy fucking with your head. Let's get into the song. Let's go.
The kid did that fast.
Again,
that was Bobby Skills featuring her fucking with my head. And I forgive me, I didn't introduce where he's from. I don't know originally, forgive me for that too. But he's repping Minnesota, so yes, shout out to Bobby Skills again. I got shout out fucking with my head.
All right, okay, y'all. I'm gonna help out Queen T and take the calls again. She's having some issues with her other computer over here, so y'all bear with us as we get it in. Let's see.
Mecca, where you at, Mecca? Let's get your opinion on that song, Mecca. Do you think that song was next to Blow or Hell No? Call it 612-770-Mecca. At Mecca.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Omega.
All right, let's see if we can't get back at Mecca another time. Let's see here. Trouble T, you still on the line? Trouble T, you think that song is the next to Blow or Hell No? Man. Log Talk Radio, fucking with us again.
They always fucking with us. Let me play ahead, motherfuckers.
Okay. We normally don't do this, but we're going to have to get the judge's input later and kind of go ahead and see what our crew had to say about that song right there. This will be the first. Do a topic? All right. Let's get into a hot topic. Who's got a hot topic they want to go ahead and talk about? We're going to come back to the next Blow or Hell No votes on that song right there.
Yo, I get the one.
Go ahead.
All right. Do I feel like a baller in these days?
Do you feel like a baller what?
And wearing these J's?
Like now, what kind of topic is that?
I don't know. Shit.
Okay, you know what, Lionel, we're going to have to talk about that next time. Okay, look, keep game, y'all. On a serious note, I got a topic I want to throw out there. Did anybody get an opportunity or a chance to read or catch up on the story of that five-month-year-old baby and her dad that was shot? I'm talking about basically executed in Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, I've seen that shit, man. That shit's crazy.
So my topic is I want to kind of just get an idea from, you know what I'm saying, from you guys and then from some of the callers. Like, if you are a parent, how do you deal with something like that? You know what I'm saying? You losing not only your partner, but you losing your child as well. I mean, I'm sure the mother is tore the hell down. I know me as a mother, I probably would have been, you know what I'm saying, in somebody's Shakopee Women's Prison right now or going federal somewhere because I'd be doing ain't shit. Like, how do you deal with something like that?
Miss Chocolate, the crazy thing is they say when the mother was pregnant with the baby that she had got shot as well.
Oh, wow.
It's like I've heard people say it was kind of like, you know, that's weird that the mother got shot while pregnant with this baby, then the daddy gets shot and the baby gets killed. And that's crazy.
See, that right there is definitely something that I think we need to try to figure out what's going wrong. Like, where are we going wrong as American people? Like, what's not happening that needs to happen? It don't make no sense how much senseless killing is happening. Guns is getting put into the wrong people's hands. Like, you know what I'm saying? What the hell's going on?
Man, I'm going to tell you what's going on.
Motherfuckers need to quit being followers other than Facebook.
Indeed. And I'm going to tell you what's going on. This is what's been going on from day one. And, like, just hear me out. We can go hard on this bug real quick. Fuck all the bullshit real quick. The reason why the world is the way it is today is because there are too many people that have the same, when I say the same, I mean the same goal, which is power and money and respect. You feel me? We got too many people that's too focused on themselves. We got too many people being too selfish. We got too many people that literally don't give a fuck about themselves or people around them simply because of what goes on around them. But nobody wants to take the time to take the stand, to make the change, to make things change for the better. You feel me? And whenever somebody tries to do that, they get knocked down because realize in this world, nobody wants to see anybody do better than anybody. Everybody wants to see you do good, just not better than them. You see what I'm saying? So in a world where this is where, you know, we basically all a bunch of crabs in a bucket trying to get out. You feel me? And nobody's allowing anybody to get out. Listen, y'all. We are going to be our own self-destruct Like, I promise you that. We are going to kill. We're going to be the whole reason. We are going to be our reason as to why we end up extinct. And I promise you that. All because of power, money, and greed. I'm telling you. You can count on that. Just count on it. Because nothing's going to
change. That's all we're doing. We're killing ourselves. That's real talk. We hurt ourselves
up from
ignorant shit.
That's crazy, man. I mean, a lot of people will say shit like, I had somebody ask me, do you think Martin Luther King would be happy to see how the world is now? And you know what I said? I said, hell no. He's probably turning in his grave right now. Because so much is what he fought for us to even, like, be able to do it. And I'm not even just saying it as an African-American or black, however you want to say it. I'm saying it, period, as a world, because that's how he viewed it, one, as a world. You feel me? And that's 1,000. That's how I see people. That's how I see the world. I don't give a damn what your skin color is. I don't give a damn if you're gay. I don't give a damn. Listen, you do what you do. That's you. Hey, that's how it is. But at the same time, people need to stop being so goddamn destructive, man. I'm telling you, I see so bad things that shouldn't happen. Never is. Real. All I can say is stay praying up, y'all. Like, real talk.
Well, it's mostly about nowadays, mostly about what you talking about, money and, you know, respect and everything and power. But mostly people care about the money. They really don't even care about the power nowadays, because it's just like this, like money is just it is what it is. I think it's mostly these drugs, man. It's like y'all talking about this, man. Ain't no way a sober nigga would do this kind of shit unless he's just crazy in the motherfucker.
This music stuff is entertainment. So when they hear these rappers say they popping mollies and they doing all these different drugs, trust and believe me, y'all, they are not doing it. They are not doing it. Look at them.
Keep it real.
That's real talk, y'all. These mollies, y'all, I'm telling y'all, this shit is on a whole other level. That shit's worse than crack. That's like next door to heroin. You feel me? I know. Trust me. Y'all, that shit is hell. Like, for real. That's hell on earth right there. And when you get it worse, that's it. You know what I'm talking about? I'm telling y'all, man, I better pay attention to keep being followers and be above the influence and see what's really going on. It's entertainment, not real life. Stop trying to live it. Stupid.
That's just crazy, man. Well, Papa Molly, I'm sweating. You know, shit, you don't want to do all that shit.
And they think it's cool. That's why they do it. People do shit because they think it's cool. They don't logically think about things, and I hate that for them. You know what I'm saying? People are only thinking about the now. This whole YOLO bullshit, this whole you only live once, okay, yeah, you're right. So be careful with what the fuck you do with it. I mean, it's just common sense. But, hey, I'm just stupid-ass radio hosts and artists my damn self, so I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, though.
Yo, this shit's real life out here, though. Like, if a motherfucker kill a 500-year-old, that just goes to show you that motherfuckers really don't give a damn about nothing that's going on either in their life or anybody else's life that's around them. That shit's just crazy.
Everybody's a good person. Did you notice that? Everybody's a good person. So where the fuck are the bad people? Point made.
There ain't no shit in your life that you're going through you have to do that kind of shit, though. It's just, I don't give a fuck, man. That's some real crazy shit right
that's
there.
Real life reality shit to open your eyes and show you what you really done made it to. Like, real talk. I mean, I don't understand why a person take a child's life, y'all. I'm just being real. Like, people, you know, on the army, you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying, my battles, and you have to be in the line of fire. I mean, in the line of duty, and you out there fighting, and there's a child running at you, you know what I'm saying, and you don't want to shoot, but, you know what I'm saying, you got to, because if you don't, like, you just killed 500 people, you see what I'm saying?
Well hey, like, man, like, yeah.
I wonder if people, you know what I'm saying, think about these type of things, you know what I'm saying, before they do these things. You know, there's people that have to do things that don't want to do things, you feel me? And you just doing it just for the fuck of it? And then they wonder why these soldiers, they come back, they got this post-traumatic stresses on it, they're going crazy because, man, the shit that they have to endure, y'all, is crazy. So just imagine the killing that these motherfuckers do over here in the United States in the streets for no fucking reason. So just imagine.
We got a question. Do we got Mastermind or Trouble T on the line with us?
Yeah, man. Shit. Yeah, I'm still listening to y'all, man. Y'all speaking up real shit. I just want to elaborate on it and say that.
Do me a favor, Mastermind.
You know what I'm saying? So why fuck it up, man? That's why I don't drink. People tell me all the time, well, man, you should know your limit. And I'm like, what's the fun in getting drunk and getting slaughtered and then going out and running and killing the old lady and then don't remember it?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, for real. You know, and then I live in Atlanta, so it's always ugly shit going on. Like, motherfuckers getting shot because they getting stepped on their shoes on the train, or motherfucking mad. Or one year at New Year's Eve, some man killed a young nigga because his daughter told him some nigga stole her phone, wasn't even the dude. Stabbed this nigga, wasn't even the right dude. So it's like people not in their right minds, man. People forgetting that it's a life. Like, don't do the wrong thing, it's for the right reason. Don't go rob, shoot, and kill an old lady because you gotta feed your daughter. You know what I'm saying? It don't make no sense. So that's why I stay in my own lane and, you know, do me.
Okay, now, I need you to do me a quick favor. Before we had those technical difficulties and we went straight into a topic, did you get a chance to hear that last song?
Yeah. I heard the last song.
Okay, can we get your vote on that last song? Do you think it was the Next to Blow or hell no?
That was Next to Blow. That was definitely Next to Blow.
Okay, inquiry. All right, so we got your vote on that. We got your input on the topic. Don't go nowhere. Stay on the line. I know you rocking out with us. We got to go ahead and see what Trouble T got to say. Trouble T, you still on the line with us?
Yeah, I'm still rock.
All right. So, Trouble T, go ahead and let us know what you think about that song before we went into the hot topic. Do you think it was a Next to Blow or hell no?
Most definitely it's a Next to Blow.
Okay. And then do you have your input on the topic?
Hey, it's crazy though. You know, shit. Me personally, you know, it was me in the position, man. I would have made sure I grabbed my baby, and you know, I would have died before I let the baby die. Me personally,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Cause I live my years up on Earth. She just 5 months. You know what I mean? And that's what I feel. You know, and it's sad, man. You know. Niggas just accident murderers, you know? Because, man, if niggas really about their life, man, you're going to go to the nigga that you want face to face. You know, niggas feel like they got hard because they got a gun. You know, shit, nigga, what happened back in the day? Slinking hands, you know? Shit, get up, hey. Niggas say, fuck it, shake hands, you know what I mean? But niggas ain't got their heart, you know? Shit, niggas ain't got their heart no more, you know, in order to, you know, and then, man, there's no unity. You know, see, you look at the Chinese, you look at the white people, you look at the Asian, you look at the Arab, they all stick together, they help each other, right? And that's the reason why they come over here and just take over shit.
Free.
You know what I mean? But if we come together as one man, we can run this nation, we can run it so smooth, they'll be like, damn.
That's how I run the whole way.
But everybody, you know, I ain't going to say everybody, most people just like, you know, crabs in the bucket. You know, they see one trying to get up, they're going to try to pull the other one back down. Yeah, I mean,
hey, get this, Trouble T. I'm going to ask you a question. Have you ever noticed how the whole world is? You feel me? How the whole world is, it's like a whole world. You feel me? But, like, motherfuckers label themselves to a block in a city, that's in a state, that's in a country. That's on a continent and act like they the motherfucking hardest thing on the fucking block and it's a whole world out there?
I'd have been around the whole world and seen it all. You know, and it's
crazy.
You know, and niggas say they, you know, like you were speaking on the rappers talking about, I'm popping Molly on sweat. Like, they say, man, these niggas ain't popping this shit, man, these niggas hitting this shit. And basically what
man, and that's the reason why, like, most of these labels, man, you know, oh, they got this motherfucker song here, but this new drug, let me snatch this song right here. You know what I mean? I'm gonna give him a $2 million deal. Come on, man, you know, cause she, they're ready to keep seeing this shit.
That's what it is.
You
hey,
know,
don't get it wrong, man. It's a nice song, though. It's a dope song. It's just, I don't do that shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to keep you on the line, Trouble T. Don't go nowhere. We want to keep your input for some more of these hot topics. We got to get back into these songs. We kind of got behind. We're going to catch back up here. Trouble T, don't go nowhere. Next right. caller, 651-354. 651-354, caller, go ahead. You live. You think that last song was slow or hell no? Caller 651-354. Can you turn your music down?
Hello.
What's up, caller? How you doing?
Hey, you know, we're going to
go radio caller. What's up? Okay, caller 651-354. We're going to have to let you go, sweetie, if we can't get you to respond back. Next caller.
It's like elevator music.
We're gonna see what our boy Dope Ass Music got to say about that last song. So Dope Ass Music, can we get your vote, please? Do you think that song was next to blow or hell no?
Hey, that's two in a row right there. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. Oh man, he was coming hard in the paint. He was saying the beat made me want to kick an old white lady in the head. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, all right, that's what I'm talking about. So, yeah, that's next to blow. Let's go.
Okay, that's what's up, though. Queen T said, what's up with you kicking people, white people in the head, man? Something wrong with kicking an old white lady in the head.
I was about to say that.
hey,
wow.
One
of my white homies
said
that.
White ladies in
white
there.
We know not to bring no white girls around you.
Hey, all right,
we're going to get us another caller. We're going to get us another. My boy, Crush the Catalyst. Crush, what's up, baby? You live on Next to Blow Radio. We want to know, do you think that song was Next to Blow or hell no? What's up?
I feel bad because I actually missed it.
Say that again.
I feel bad because I missed it. I just
feel bad because you missed it?
Yeah.
Damn, Crush, you just not tuning in. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get us to some more votes. We got to keep it moving, but we're going to put you back in once we play the next song, so don't go nowhere. We want your vote for the next song, okay?
I got you.
All right, Mecca, what's up, Mecca? We want to know what you think about that last song, Body Skills and Mac Irv. You think that song was Next to Blow or hell no?
I'm going to go ahead and say Next to Blow.
All right, that's what's up.
Oh, it was that hype. Oh, I could get jiggy with it. I could get jiggy with that shit.
That's what's up. All right, Mecca, thank you for your vote. Are you going to get us to call us? We're going to get us to this next caller.
Let's see what
Matori
going to say.
Matori,
what you think? Next to blow or hell no?
Yo, Matori, our guest judge was nice. What'd you think about that song right there? You think it was a next to blow or hell no?
Man, my phone been tripping, man. I didn't even get to hear the song. Like, I thought y'all was still talking about the baby that got shot in Chicago. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't know what had happened.
Hey, everybody's phone was messing up on them tonight. We're going to have to get it together. All right. Sorry, hold on. We're going to see what our girl got to say about that. Yo, Yum Yum, you think that song was Next to Blow or hell no? Yum Yum, you there?
Yeah, Next to Blow.
All right. That's what's up, Yum Yum. Yum Yum, where you calling from today? Yum Yum, we don't need for you to keep telling people you calling from Queen T. Yeah, that's our girl Yum Yum, a.k.a. Teresa, a.k.a. Lil Biff from Florida.
Yum, yum.
All right, so with that being said, we'll get into the next song. Lionel, you ready to introduce your artist of the night?
Oh, yeah. This is King Dust looking for someone straight out of Arizona on the down. And check it out. And voters, tell me if it's Next to Blow or hell no. Keep it real.
for real.
Who can hold me down and will never do me foul? Baby girl, I'm who understands my pain and who can make me smile? Shorty, I'm to hold tight, a woman to dedicate part of my life to. I'm so bright, it's something how but feeling your style, I like you. Curly hair, brown skin, baby, you a 10. Pretty face, shorty thick, other waist slim. I ain't gonna lie, girl, your eyes take me on a trip. First time you grin, that's a smile I never forget. Ain't playing games, the world's so shady, baby. Don't even know you when I wanna make you Mrs. Bailey. So erotic, damn, you looking like a model, babe. I can see you cooking eggs in your lingerie. After a long night, we share ups and downs. Took some Patron and Nuvo, and then I take you down. Kissing on your stomach, I know I got you heated. You think it's crazy now, just wait until I eat it. I bet you never scream the nigga's whole name out. I put it down, I can show you what that's all about. Something about you just grabs me, girl, like you're something special. She ain't like them others, oh no, she on another level. Who can hold me down and will never do me foul? Baby girl, I'm who understands my pain and who can make me smile? Shorty, I'm to hold tight, a woman to dedicate part of my life to. I'm that's so bright, it's undeniable feeling your style. I like you, fly as you wanna be, even in the work clothes. I can see you up in heels and a fur coat. That's fancy, baby girl, you a treat. How about some candles and champagne while we sit and eat? Hey, anything bothering you, you can come to me. I'm motivating, hold you tight until we fall asleep. Baby girl, I'm so tired of searching. Think you know somebody, they form it to a new person. Wow, never saw that coming, huh? Hurt in your past, so love's what you're running from. Ain't like the rest, baby, you can be my number one. No need to look no more, that ain't another one. Better view at life, now that I found you. Got a nigga days, can't lie, you in the clouds too. It's you that somebody that I can trust, mom. Been through a lot, baby, you got me stuck on. Who can hold me down and will never do me foul? Baby girl, I'm who understands my pain and who can make me smile? Shorty, I'm to hold tight, a woman to dedicate part of my life to. I'm so bright, it's undeniable feeling your style, I like you.
Lionel, let everybody know what that song right there was.
Yeah, that was Team Dust, looking for someone straight out of Arizona. So everybody, just tell me what you think about the track. Keep it real. Yeah. Get it in.
Okay, okay, that's what's up. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get into these calls. We got to move quickly through them so we can get ready to get into that interview. So we're going to try this caller again. Caller number 651-354. Caller 651-354. You're live on Next Level Radio. Do you think that song was the Next Level or hell no?
Yeah, I think that call was Next Level. I'm never down to my artists and everything. You know what I'm saying? It's your boy, Solid Flows, again, man. I always let y'all know what I'm saying. I stay in point. I stay on top of mine.
Okay, you must have got dropped out. We had just
a
few minutes.
Okay, so yeah,
thank you for your
call. But look, hey, I need y'all to start my interview. I need y'all to start my interview in like 10 to 15 minutes.
Yep. So don't go nowhere. Stay on the line, and we got your vote for that song. You got it as the next blow. Thank you.
Okay, 10 to 15, right?
Yep. Yes.
All right.
10 to 15, that's right. All right, caller number 612-756. Caller number 612-756. You are live on Next to Blow Radio. You think that song's Next to Blow or hell no?
I think it was the Next to Blow. Just Miss St. Louis in the house giving my shout out to Miss Chocolate, Miss T.
Hey,
Queen,
hey, now.
Miss
Tadal.
Kid Red Tadal. What's up?
Hey, none of us dudes ever get any child. All the girls always get child.
Miss St. Louis, Tadal.
Hey, you gotta give a shout out, Miss St. Louis, to the fellas. They want some love too. We got our boy Jay Biggs on the line.
The
we got our boy Lionel on the line. We got that boy Lopez on the line. We got that boy. Let's see who else is on the line. Maturi on the line. So don't forget to shout out to the fellas. They feel a little left out.
They need to step out on one of these
events
to show me some love.
Hey, say that.
I'll show you some love.
Hey, you
Hold on, y'all loving now. Slow down on y'all loving.
Oh, okay.
Step out at the Elixir on the 24th. It's going down. It's going to be another sold out event like always. Shout out to Franchise.
Ta-da, Franchise.
All right, well, thank you, Netta, for your vote. We're going to get into another caller here. We're going to keep it moving. Don't go nowhere. Boo, stay in line with us, okay?
All right.
All right, let's get into Crush the Catalyst. Yo, Crush, what's up, baby? What you think about that last song? Next to Blow or Hell No?
I feel so good right now because I can finally shut Biggs up and actually say that was the Next to Blow.
Okay, okay. Okay. Thank you very much, Crush. Don't go nowhere. We're going to get into some more votes, finish up this last song, and get into the last one before we got to get into that interview, okay?
They always
invite me. Yo, dope ass music. Your music's so goddamn dope. Can you tell us what you think about this caller right here? Or excuse me, this last song right here? You think it was a Next to Blow or I don't know?
Like, man, you mean?
What the hell was that in the background?
I know
who's having side conversations. Red?
Oh,
no,
Red is on mute. I know how to do that shit.
Hey, Miss St. Louis.
Hey, whoever that is, y'all need y'all to mute y'all shit, man. We ain't trying to hear y'all side conversations. We're trying to Next to Blow it or Hell Know It.
Not too much love. Come on, hey, chill out. Not too much love.
Don't go nowhere. We're going to get into this last song, everybody. Then we're going to get into that interview with Silence Flows. So this last song we got Peyton Sims. The song is called Something in the World, Something in the Wind, and Peyton is out of Delaware. Let's go.
It's your boy Peyton. Goddamn right, I put something in the wind.
Got my aviator shade, Dutch full of haze, with the lighter to the end, and I put something in the wind. I got my aviator shade, Dutch full of haze, with my lighter to the end, and I put something in the wind.
Heavy smoker, steady rolling blunts to supervise. Hell if I stop till I get stupid high, just move aside. I'm do or die, I'm cool to death if it kills me. To the day I choose to conclude my life with a self-inflicted move aside. And handle cannabis, how bags they made for sandwiches, and take hits to the face like shield hands jabbing and landing fists. My lungs feel damaged quick, I'm cancerous with grammar. You bastards think you will, but you ain't spitting half as
got my aviator shade, Dutch full of haze, with the lighter to the end, and I put something in the wind. I got my aviator shade, Dutch full of haze, with my lighter to the end, and I put something in the wind.
Herbally obligates your girl to come on an awesome date. Her hostage situation on top and across the top of tables. Bitches roll up like lumps of exotic cotton papers. But I don't give a shit like I'm permanently constipated. And you were worried I would give a dick. But let's be honest, I chase the 8 to 10 and you can tell your girls are sick. I let her give me neck, but the second she give me lip, I drill her till her hair whip back and forth like she Willow Smith.
Got my aviator shade, Dutch full of haze, with the lighter to the end, and I put something in the wind. I got my aviator shade, Dutch full of haze, with my lighter to the end, and I put something in the wind.
I smoke a half a hash with a match to choke a standard match and hit the bowl so hard that I actually managed to crack the glass. I'm loving college like Maddie's bumping that ashes crack. You got a problem and we can handle it after class. You got a handicap, I'm a bully with battle rap. Garbage can, Oscar the Grouch, motherfucker, goddamn you trash. You clearly mad cause I grasp the lust of your lyrics lack. In fact, utterly stunned faces all you assholes appear to have.
Got my aviator shade, Dutch full of haze, with the lighter to the end, and I put something in the wind. I got my aviator shade, Dutch full of haze, with my lighter to the end, and I put something in the wind.
Burb City Production. I'm fucked up right now, so I'm too much. This is the Burb City Production Mixtape 2012, and this is your boy Peyton Sims. Peace.
Yeah, that song right there was Peyton Sims. The song is called Something in the Wind. We're going to jump right into these calls because we got to get it done and get it wrapped up so we can get into that interview. So let's go right away with Mastermind. Mastermind, what you thought about that song right there? Next to Blow or Hell No?
That was Next to Blow.
All right, thank you very much. Yo, Dope, what you thought about that song, Next to Blow or Hell No?
Yeah, that's Next to Blow right there. You know what I'm saying? Even though he was just talking about weed, he was creative. The beat was like making my head bob. Yeah, that's just Next to Blow. I like that.
Okay, thank you. Trouble T, you live. What you thought about that song, Next to Blow or Hell No? Trouble T, you still with us? Yo, Trouble T. 612-702, Trouble T, you still there? All right, we're going to go back over to my girl, Netta. Netta, what's up, baby? You back live on Next to Blow or Hell No? Did you think that song was Next to Blow or Hell No?
I liked it. It was cool. It reminded me of somebody, though. I just don't know who, though.
Okay, so it's Next to Blow or Hell No. If it's cool, you know what I'm saying, is it cool to go to the Next to Blow stage, or is it cool where you think they need some more work and it's a Hell No? What you think?
It is cool where I think they need a little bit more work, so I'm going to have to say hell no, but please don't be mad.
All right. Thank you very much. Hey, yo, Matori, what you thought about that song?
Yeah, I liked it, man. I think it's Next to Blow, you know what I'm saying? It was,
all right. It
was real lyrical.
Okay. Yo, Mecca, what's up, boo? What you thought about that song, Next to Blow or Hell No?
Hey, I'm going to say Next to Blow.
Next to Blow?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and give it a Next to Blow. But like she said, they need to work on their lyrics just a little bit.
Okay, that's what's up. Thank you very much, Mecca.
All right, we're going to get into this last call, and then we're going to go ahead and tally up these votes and play a song for y'all while we get that done. Hey, yo, is my boy Crush still on the line, or did he go? Where is he at?
Hey,
all right. We'll have to come back to him. With that being said, we're going to get into a song. We're going to tally up these votes. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We ain't even going to do all that. Queen T says it's going to let y'all know what it is. For the first time, in Next Blow, hell no.
Second time? Really, we had a tie already?
First time we had a tie.
Oh, shit. Okay, well, fuck it. Tonight we got a tie, y'all. So we're going to play both these songs back, and we're going to have to give votes on whether or not they're going to blow or hell no. So the tie is Kid Carson and Bobby Skills featuring Macca. So we're going to hop right back into this Kid Carson, let it play, then we're going to get those calls. I'll find out what y'all thinking, and we're going to try to break this tie right here.
So y'all got to vote song one and song two.
Y'all got to vote song one and song two, Next to Blow or Hell No. So we're going to play both of these songs back to back, and y'all got to let us know which one y'all like, okay? So first song we're going to get into right now is Kid Carson. Let's go.
Hey.
I ain't slipping 2 days, trying to develop new ways. Tossing, turning thoughts to fame, they once hated, now who changed? The reason that we all still struggling, trying to make it out. We see somebody on the rise and do our best to take them out. You got some negative thoughts in a place that you can't break them out. So we all against each other, and all the time we stay in doubt. Don't look for help, motivate yourself instead of trying to wait it out. Building up my own name, I made the moves to make a route. People rise against me. Hey, they try to tear me down, but I was born and raised as a man who should stand his ground. Put my soul into my music, I create my own sound. Milwaukee running in my veins, put it down for the hometown. No matter how hard to get it, reason that I gotta smile, I'm only getting better. And I gotta make my mama proud, a baby on the way. And right now my mind is running wild, somehow I'ma make it work and be a father to my child. My head is held high, never catch me looking down. So hard to break my spirit, rarely will I wear a frown. On this journey for success, mindset to become the best. Until I reach the top, I assure you that I'll never rest. Dreams can come true, but only if you work at it. No pain, no gain, no gain equals worthless. My journey's just begun, I'm learning what my purpose is. When the fat lady sings, she gon' think I'm perfect pitch. Never settle for good, it's the better. I know you heard of it, that's the music does for me. There's purpose in the words I spit. You can hear my words, but never feel my pain. My life's a documentary, it's never been a game. Write a book for you, and even on a page, you still wouldn't understand, you still wouldn't see the same. But it makes me strong, put my heart in every song. Music is me, deep in each and every bone. I chase my dream and chase the throne. I'm going apis, apis cone. Every bar is made of stone. I drop a verse and I play a song. Here I stand, in this game, boy, I'm so advanced. Break your legs and stand a chance. And look for killers, take on glance. Rappers nowadays remind me of a Candyman. Sweet as ever, so I put in work like a handyman. I can't give up now, I'm pushed by my family fans. I ain't finna let them down. I execute my master plan. Low lines with these cold rhymes, doing that with old lines, getting props from old timers. My notebook is a gold mine. Understood, underestimated, unappreciated, too dedicated to trying to reach your expectations. The reasons that I gotta make it, I gotta make it, I gotta make it. I gotta make it. Yeah. Hey.
All right, that right there was your boy Kid Carson with that song. Hey, we need to know right away what our callers think. That was The Reason by Kid Carson. Do you think that song was Next to Blow or hell no? Go fast music, go ahead right away and let us know what you got about that song.
I like the song. I
don't care what you think yet. We're going to hop into the other song. We're going to go back to back, and then we'll let you pick out of the two songs. So we're going to jump right into this song. Bobby Mack, song number two. Bobby Skills, Mack Earth. Here we go. Let's go.
Don't put, 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 don
put me in a bad mood. Don't ask me about no bullshit. Ask me about no patience. Ask me about these noises. I get calling out for my basement. Just to pour my poison. When lemonade was made, life's all about choices. You can deploy my brain. Niggas call me a saint. But to me, I'm a real nigga. I call the case and I get to talking. These motherfuckers want to still kill me. Want to feel my pain. Do you want to feel my pain?
Why these niggas wanna fuck with me? Probably cause I did it big like double D. Ballin' all you niggas better double team. Y'all career is sickin' like a submarine. Really never started my flow, we started the real flow. Killin' all this, my effort should be rewarded. I'm that motherfuckin' nigga. And if you better this up, do what you did like you wanna fuck that liquid. Why you fuckin' with me? I'm just findin' them and screamin' on you.
That was Bobby Skills featuring Max Irv. Now that we finally got both of those songs played back to back, we're gonna go ahead right away and get into Dope again. Dope, let us know, do you pick song one or do you pick song two?
I'm gonna pick song two, especially with the baby in the background. That was hot.
All right. Mastermind, what you thinking? Song one or song two? Mastermind, you still online with us?
Oh, yeah, my bad. I say song two.
Okay. All right, let's get into Trouble T real quick. Trouble T, what you think about that song, song one or song two? Trouble T, you still there with us? Trouble T. All right, Trouble T, we'll be back with you in a little bit. All right, Mecca, go ahead, Mecca. What you think about that song? You think that's song one or song two?
I'm going to say song two, but what's good with the baby, though? Was that actually a part of the beat, or, like, what's going on? Was he trying to do some
simple
ass type shit with Aaliyah, or what's popping?
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure that out, too, so
maybe
we might have to play that song, you know what I'm saying, after everything's done to figure that one out.
I heard babies crying and stuff. You know, I was going to be like, man, will somebody pick the baby up or do something, you know?
Okay. All right, let me get into another caller. Don't go nowhere, Mecca. I got caller number 903-306. Caller 903-306, you are back live. Is that Biggs?
Get goddamn skippy.
All right, Biggs, I'm glad we got you back on the line. I don't know how you got up out of there, but you're back.
Man, I don't either.
All right, let's see if we got Trouble T still around. Trouble T, you still there? Trouble T. All right, I think we lost Trouble T. All right. Yo, Maturi, we
yeah.
need to know, what do you think about those two songs, song one or song two?
12.
Ha! We can't choose both, baby.
Alright. I like the first one. But the thing about it is the second one, you know what I'm saying? Like, alright, the second one, the hook gives me a headache. I'm not gonna front. The hook gives me a headache. But the actual bars, you know what I'm saying? Like, at the nigga at the end, that's at the end, like, he saves the song, in my opinion. He, like, saved the song a little bit, you know what I mean? So, I mean,
yeah.
number two is Good Money. And number one is just, you know, the nigga has to work on his delivery a little bit.
Sorry, don't make me spank you with the next blow.
All right,
we're gonna get into this last caller. 612-756 is my girl Netta. Netta, do you think that song was next to blow or hell no? I'm sorry, not next to blow. Hell no. Song one or song two? We in tiebreak round.
I'm gonna have to go with song one because song two in it, whining ass baby in the background. Lord, how much?
Okay.
It reminded me why I do monkey.
I know that's right.
That's
all right, Netta. Well, thank you. Stand in line. Don't go nowhere. We gotta hop into this interview coming up here real shortly. All right.
Okay.
So, with that said, the winner this week is. Y'all ready for the drum roll? All right, next week we will be interviewing your boy Bobby Skills and Mac Irv on Next to Blow or Hell No Radio. That song did make it through to the next round, fucking with my head, so baby crying and all in the background. We're going to get an interview with them two young men and find out how they came about to putting this song together on Next to Blow or Hell No Radio.
It must be the pain that y'all, he wanted y'all to feel, the crying baby.
All right, so... Hey, I think it's time to get into that interview, yo. Who ready to bring your boy Silent Souls on the line?
Yeah, bring him in. I'm fucking ready.
Bring him in. Bring him out. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we would like to introduce you to that guy, Silent Souls, who was our winner last week on Next Explorer Hell No Radio. Silent Souls, you there, baby?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello? Yeah, I was performing, you know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Hey, what's up, Silas? How you doing?
I had to do some R&B, man, you know what I'm saying? Flows be everywhere.
Okay. So let everybody know where you're calling from, you know what I'm saying, how you got the name Silent Flows.
I'm in Minneapolis, you know what I'm saying? From Clarksville, Mississippi. I'm a Southern boy. I'm from down south, you know what I'm saying? And the reason I got the name Silent Flows because... I sing and I rap, and I was always put in the back, you know what I'm saying? I was always able to do so much that I couldn't do enough for myself. You see what I'm saying? So that's how I came up with the name Silent Flows, because I know what cats wanted me to do, how I do it, but what I want to do, I couldn't do it.
Okay.
Now,
so how long you been doing music?
Now it's my turn, though. Huh?
I said, how long you been doing music?
I've been singing since I was like 5 years old. I've been rapping since I was 11. The first person I was in the booth with was at 16 years old, and I was in the booth with Nate Dogg. We did a track called Gangsta Fire Lady.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
So since you rap and sing, which one you like doing more? I mean, say, do you like rapping more? Do you like singing more?
I love doing R&B more, man. That's my passion, man. Rapping like a hobby. I got it as a natural gift, so I can do whatever. But, you know what I'm saying, R&B is my passion, though. I know where to go with it.
I'm loose.
Yeah. Okay. That's why I like that. That team R&B, you know what I mean?
Team R&B in the motherfucking house.
No, for real, you got some real good talent, though. But, you know what I'm saying, first of all, I forgot to say, I'm sorry. Welcome to Next to Blow Radio. This is Next to Blow or Hell No. We got, you know what I'm saying, Jay Biggs on the line. We got M.I.D., but we got Kid Red. We got Miss Chocolate. We got Lionel. We got Matura. We got Gossia and myself. Miss Queen T. But I just want to make a shout-out to everybody that, you know, still tuned in with us. We got 90 seconds until we go into overtime hour, so y'all got to call in. If you guys are tuned in through the web or anything else, y'all got to call in through your phones and listen to the rest of the show. So y'all need to dial 718-664-9115. And if y'all have a loud-ass background, please be quiet. I like y'all phone or something.
Silent Flow,
where you at?
I'm in a loud ass background, but I just got quiet. I'm sorry for that.
Oh, that was you.
Yeah, it was, man. I told you I just got done performing, man. So, all right, give me a break.
My bad.
You know.
Okay, it's all good. So where were you performing at?
R&J Production, they had a gathering in it's in Brooklyn Park. So they had a lot of different artists that's performing for them tonight, and that's going to be sent to Jazzy Faye. The extra group of the the R&J Production promotion is bringing the Barcades to Minnesota, Minneapolis, and Jazzy Faye's father is actually one of the Barcades.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So it's like so much going on in my circle right now that we got going on.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Okay, so since you be out here performing and stuff like that, like, what do you have any other upcoming shows coming out here in Minneapolis or anywhere, like, out of state or anything like that?
Yeah, right now we got on the 20th, I'll be at the 4th Street. You know what I'm saying? I'm too eerie about that, but I'm going to go ahead and do the 4th Street off of Broadway on the 20th. But, you know, on the 28th, I'll be in Mankato. And on the 13th, I'll be doing a fundraiser.
Back to the old undergrounds in Mankato, eh?
Yeah, and, you know, I'm going to be doing on April 13th, I'm going to be doing a fundraiser at the Capri off of Broadway on the 13th that me and my label is throwing together, Ice Cold Entertainment and Guaranteed Entertainment, GE, in this building. You already know what it is. We're doing a fundraiser, party bus. We basically, it's an anti-bullying, anti-violence fundraiser, and we got, like, a lot of the artists that's coming in to perform, like Rico Devotion, Trilla, J. Isaac, GE, UBM. It's a lot of cats that can be performing that night, you know what I'm saying? We showing a lot of respect to Mad Dad, KG, Enough is Enough, people that's out here trying to make stuff happen, you know, trying to turn things around.
Okay. Yo. Chocolate, I'm looking at the switchboard. You got silent foes on two numbers of shit. Are you the 612246? I just gotta straighten this out.
No, that's not me.
I'm 612246. This is Chocolate.
How you doing, Chocolate?
All right, that's what's up. I just had to see because it was said Miss Chocolate on it. Okay. All right. I'm sorry, I'm over here sidetracked with Miss Chocolate and shit. So this fundraiser, how can people come? Can anybody welcome, or, like, you know,
yeah,
let us know more information, you know what I'm saying? What time and
yeah,
stuff like
a,
that, y'all will be up
a,
there and stuff like that.
It's an all age event, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's welcome. Everything is positive. You know what I'm saying? There is a cost for the fundraiser, you know what I'm saying? $10 for everybody. It's all going to good cause. Every artist there will be able to set up booths and everything like that to sell and make their own money. You know, it's just a fundraiser for everybody to get each other and know what's going on in our community. So it's everybody, anybody, any and everybody is invited.
And what day did you say this was on?
April 13th.
April 13th, all right. That's what it is. So who inspired you to start rapping, singing, like, you know what I'm saying? Who inspired you and you're like, damn, that's what I want to do?
Well, my godfather, it was kind of like the Michael Jackson, them, how they grew up, like they dad whooping their ass to sing. You know, without the molestation going on, but my stepfather was a real R&B singer. You know what I'm saying? He went out and did his thing, and then it drawed down to the kids, which is my three brothers and so on. You know what I'm saying? So we doing, you know, we grew up in it, and I kind of took over when I started going to church and everything, and I started branching out and started understanding why I started singing. You know, and I started rapping when I was, like I said, 11 years old. I was going to school with all my friends, and they were, like, freestyling and stuff. And I just wanted to be a part of it, and I learned how to rap. And I started writing my first songs at 13 years old, singing and rapping. So I became addicted to it, and I just kept going and going and going. And then once I got in the studio with Nate Dogg at 16, he kind of, like, told me something that stuck with me. And all it was keep going because he really couldn't do nothing for me. I just got to keep striving for what I want to do out here in this world, you know, so. And that's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
Right, definitely. So how was that experience to be in the studio next to Nate Dogg?
It was lovely, man. You know, I worked with his mom and dad. They got their own franchise, McDonald's, in Clarksdale, Mississippi. So I was one of the 16-year-old teenagers that was sitting there working with them in their franchise, McDonald's. You know, Nate Dogg is from my hometown. You know what I'm saying? I know his mom, his dad, his daughter personally. So, it was a great, like, you know, experience to work with him, but at the same time know who his family was at the same time too, you know.
Okay, definitely. Before I give it to my crew, I'm going to ask you another question, then I want to get into one of your songs real quick. But I want to know, when you're just muting somebody or somebody hasn't heard any of your music and you're about to give them their CD, or, for example, the situation you're in now, some of the callers have never heard of your music or heard of you in general, how would you describe your music, your style, your sound, and everything like that?
Tell you the truth, I'm a very diverse artist. I don't listen to other artists. I listen to them, but I don't listen to them, if I'm going to put it in that say. You know what I'm saying? I listen to them and see where they're at and where they're coming from, and to, you know what I'm saying, and not judge their music, you know what I'm saying? But I want to do me, so I don't listen. So you ask me about anybody's music, I done heard it probably before, but I don't care about it. You know what I'm saying? That's just me. You know, because we all out here to do the same thing. We all out here to make a change, or we make something happen, to mislead or guide. You know, we all in a different under with this music. So I'm a very diverse artist. I could do whatever you want me to do, probably almost. So, you know, Recess Red know how I am. You know what I'm saying? I'm a very diverse artist, so that's all I can tell you.
Okay.
Definitely. Well, Mr. Characteristic.
What'd you say,
Red? Mr. Characteristic. He got all kind of personalities and styles. So, yeah, that's the best way to sum it up.
Well, I'm a Gemini, you know, I know my moves one.
Okay. Well, I got three songs of yours on the switchboard. We got Kingship, we got Slow Down, and Things I Do For You. Which one you want to get into?
Kingship. I'm on my Kingship.
Hey, well, that song right there is the one that got you next to Blow last week winning. So go ahead and introduce the song for the listeners.
Man, it's your boy Silent Flows, man. Straight from back down, no more locked doors, man. I'm on my king shit, man. Hit me out. Tune in and tune out.
Trapaholics Mixtape.
The crown, yeah, I'm headed for the throne. Hey, what you doing now? We feel the circle, fuck the trail, blowing purple, give me money, standing tall, I'll never hurt. Hey, what you doing now? I'm on my king shit, I'm on my king shit. Yeah, I'm on my king shit, I'm on my king shit. I'm on my king shit, I'm on my king shit. With the band is all I know. Hey, what you doing? They ain't seen me in a minute. I've been taking care of business. All this talking behind my back lets me know that my haters miss me. Shawty crazy in the head. Said she fucked me, no she didn't. Where does she get this from? I don't know, but I beg the difference. I'm on my king shit. I'm on my
crown royal.
It's hard to find real niggas, minds are not loyal. I went to hell and came back. Nobody there. I went to jail and came back. Nobody care. Ain't this the rebirth? New addition. What happened to my old circle? Everybody's missing. I'm about to hang you niggas. Willie Lynchin. Niggas a joke. Broke as a fuck. Don't have a pot to piss in. Man, I really don't need. Don't worry about me. I'm a boss. Been about my G's. Don't worry about me. I'm talking 21 shots. Damn, dunk you round. And if you owe me money, my goons gon' come and hunt you down. Doing me a leader well enough alone, just got the crown. Yeah, I'm headed for the throne. Hey, what you doing now? We build a circle, fuck the trail, blowing purple. Give me money, standing tall, I'll never hurt. Hey, what you doing now? I'm on my king shit. I'm on my king shit. Yeah, I'm on my king shit. 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 Good with the band, it's all I know. Hey, what you doing? They see I'm making moves now. They trying to take the flight with me. I'm trying to do it by myself. They making flight risky. Get your own path. Turn your own corner. Cause when the shit hits the fan, you ain't gonna want a brother. I play a sucker to catch a sucker. That's just how I play it. I seem dumber than I seem. That's just how I make it. Pay attention to the sign, I'm going hardcore. You got game, I'm talking 33 strategies of war. I know you envy me, that's what you mugging for. You got that battle, I got Sun Tzu, Art of War. You not a kid.
back in the stallion. Don't get it twisted, bitch. Snap your eye, I'll wet you up. That last phone call, you tried to set me up. You got a death wish, I got your wishbone. Don't worry about making the wish, the kingdom sends you home. You and me are leaving well enough alone, just got the crown. Yeah, I'm headed for the throne. Hey, hey, what you doing now? We build a circle, up the trail, blowing purple, getting money, standing tall, I'm never hurt. Hey, hey, what you doing now? I'm on my king shit. I'm on my king shit. Yeah, I'm on my king shit. 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 Take the good with the bad. It's all I know. Hey, hey, what you doing now?
Shout out, who that is, your boy, Silent Flows.
Silent Flow, let's go ahead and bring him back in.
Like that.
But I don't
see him on my too?
Yeah, man, that's, you know what I'm saying? That's, I told you I'm a very diverse artist, man. It's your boy, Silent Flows, man. You know what it is. All right,
definitely.
Yeah,
I
can't
say
I'm on I'm on my king shit because I'm a queen. So I definitely say I'm on my queen shit, but that song does go hard.
Thank you. They on your queen shit.
Oh, always.
She had like that
well,
right
I'm
now.
Miss, I miss Queen T, so, you know, so I love the song Miss Queen T, you know. I be on my queen shit too. Let me stop. But no, I'm going to go ahead.
You the HQIC, the head queen in charge.
I know that's right. But yo, Silent Flow, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to definitely get some more questions out there. But I'm going to give a pass it to my crew real quick and see what they got to say. So first, I'm going to give it to Lionel. I'm going to pass it to my panelists so they can get their questions out for you. So definitely, Lionel, what's up?
Yo, what's good, Silent Flow, man?
What's up, brother?
Man, I'm going to go back on you, man. You ready?
Yeah, I hope you go with
right.
it.
All right, what was your first rap and your first singing, your first song that you sing as a kid growing up?
Hey, you a goofy one for asking me that question. Oh, shit, man, my first rap song that I wrote was, it's called We Thug Till We Die. Yeah, and my first R&B song that I wrote when I was like, shit, 13, was it was like Talk to Me. It's called Talk to Me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm asking this girl, like, tell me what's on her mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, baby, won't you tell me what's on your mind? Your mind. I'll be there for you any day or night, day or night. Baby, won't you tell me what's on your mind, your mind? I promise I'll be there. Yeah, that type of shit. At 13.
And
what you should have
done
to
people,
little daughters, and say, I would have whooped their ass. And yours, too. I said, what the hell was you trying to do? Get people little daughters and shit? Singing songs like that. I would have whooped
their
ass and your ass too. What the hell on your mind? This ain't Facebook, little
nigga.
Okay,
little. That was nice though, man. That was nice. And shit, as growing up, who was your sidekick? You ever had sidekick growing up?
Yeah, I had sidekicks growing up, but then at the end of it, they wasn't my sidekicks.
I know, but shit, you know, you ever had that, you know, that partner, you know, let's go, you know, spit something, sing something, you know.
I'm going to just tell you like this. When it was Batman and Robin, I was just Batman.
Damn. But let's keep it real, though, because I got to be Batman. I feel you on that.
It wasn't no Robin. It wasn't no way I could turn to when I started understanding who my people really were. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's what it is.
Okay. Lionel, you got any more questions? You want me to go pass it to somebody else?
Oh, pass it on, man. Pass it on.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and pass it on to Jay Biggs. Let's go ahead and bring Biggs back on the line.
Hey.
My bad, Biggs.
I don't know why I'm muted. I guess because I was laughing.
I know, right? I'm sorry.
I mean, I've been laughing and all kind of shit. Y'all have been killing me. But, I'm just saying, though, what's on your mind? Facebook, doing it, nigga, not a fun. Sidekick, Batman, But yeah, man, what's up with the side of the flow?
What's up, brother?
Man, I shit chilling in the cut like a band-aid peroxide.
I feel
all day. But, man, I mean, I overheard him say you was an R&B singer.
Say that again.
I overheard you say you was an R&B singer.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah? That's what's
yes,
up.
Sir.
I got a question. How much pussy do you get because you can sing?
I'm gonna just tell you this, like right now, like you can't see me, right? But I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna give you a glimpse. Look at my good side.
You just crazy. How much?
You see my, good side.
OMG.
Yeah.
You gotta see my good side. I'm like dating right now. Take a look at my good side. You know what I'm saying?
You crazy. So basically,
okay.
I guess he's something he doesn't have to sing and pull the lady.
Yeah, I'm like milk, half and half.
Okay, that's what's up. I feel you. I feel you. But I just know technically from, you know, me being an R&B singer.
If your girl Chocolate could intervene real quick, Silas really probably
talk.
Doesn't need to sing or rap. He kind of got that look that a lot of women like. Yeah. That muscular,
feel,
got dread, sexy car.
So hot ass down somewhere. I'm trying to get it.
I got that I was going for.
And you trying to get on. On the tree. Oh, cool.
Oh, big boom. Your girl Chaka don't got to try to get on. I'm to know that.
Who you lame? Who you lame?
No, never that. Who lame? You lame? JP, come on now.
Yeah, I'm
don't,
just thinking. That ain't nobody lame. We next to blow over here, you feel me? We can't be lame. We can be lame and feel cool, you feel me? Anyway, back to the interview. Yeah, man, I feel you. You know, that's what I'm saying, though. You know, I know, like I said, me being an R&B singer, you know what I'm saying? I know, you know, a lot of women like that. You know, it gets a lot of women's attention. You know, so, yeah, and I feel that, you know. And me also being a nice-looking, you know what I'm saying, guy, I also know how you feel on that end, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I don't have to sing to pull them either. So, you know, I feel you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Because most of the time I go out to the club with my peoples and shit, they'll stick around me just because they know the females in the flock around
me. Exactly. Like, my homeboys treat me the same way. They're like, oh, you the lady killer. We going to send you the
right.
lady.
Right.
I know how it is, bro. Trust me. Like, we already cool. Like, I feel like I didn't know you since second grade, my nigga. You want cookies?
Right.
All day. But, yeah, okay. Question number two. Besides music, I mean, what other talents do you have? You know what I'm saying?
My main talent is taking care of my daughters, man. You know what
That's
I'm saying?
What's like, up. Hey, man, I want to send a shout out straight before you can get started. I want to send a shout out, bro. You know what I'm saying? And commend you for that, bro. Give you your flowers while you're here. You know what I'm saying? There's not a lot of, you know what I'm saying, young black men that are stepping up to the role to take care of their children. And me, myself, man, I commend you.
I appreciate that, bro, but I love my daughters, man. I got four daughters. My oldest is 12. You know, I'll be 30 in a couple months, man. You know what I'm saying? I still look like I'm a teenager. You see what I'm saying?
That's
so, and I try to take care of my kids to the – yeah, I try to take care of my daughters to the fullest, man, because I have to show them the way. You know what I'm saying? And my daughters is who I – they are who I mistreated and did wrong and all that and disrespected back in my time when I was growing up, understanding what I was trying to do in this world. And, you know, it's like how Britney Spears came out with that song, like Womanizer. At that point in time, I was a womanizer. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to do what I want to do to get in and do what I got to do because we men, that's how we think. You know what I'm saying? But actually growing up and being responsible and taking actions for what you've done, you know what I'm saying? That's where you become a real man at. You get what I'm saying?
Real shit on Next Blow Radio. Shit. One last question number two. You married? You got a lady? You got a girl right now? You know what I'm saying?
Man, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you right now, that question right there is not for Block.
You so freaking TMZ-ish.
I appreciate it, bro.
Oh, man, you I was for the great. Well, I tell you what, since you don't want to give any answers, ladies, he's available.
Hey, take it how you want it. You know, that very, that answer right there is undecisive, you know what I'm saying? So
All day. Hey, one more time before I get off. One more time before I get off, I want you to let them know where they can find you one more time, because I'm so big on this.
Most definitely. I'm on Facebook at TourisSilentFlows.com. Facebook. You can find me on Twitter at SFlows at Twitter. You can find me on Reverb Nation at Silent Flows. You can find me on Net 50 at Silent Flows. You can find me at Indie Charts at Silent Flows. You can find me in YouTube, Silent Flows. You can even Google my name, Silent Flows, and you will find me.
Indeed. So y'all heard that live and direct? Say, I'm free.
And you can find me on www.guaranteeentonline.com.
That's what's up.
All right.
No doubt. Next to blow shit going on. Up with it.
Let's go ahead and throw it to Maturi. Let's see what Maturi got to say. Maturi, you got any questions for Silent Flow?
Let's see here. Silent Flow, how you doing?
I feel good, but how you doing?
All right, can't complain. Nobody ever listens anyway, you know what I'm saying? So my question for you would be, what drives you to do music?
It's actually just me, my soul, period. You know what I'm saying? My spirit drives me to do music because I could go to sleep and I could be dreaming a song and wake up and write it and go right back to sleep. You see what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's actually my spirit, my soul, man. I don't even know. I can't explain. That's something I can't explain to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just crazy. You know, I could come up with a chord in the nick of time, probably in 2.3 seconds, just hearing the beat or just walking by myself. You know what I'm saying? The verses is probably like a story to me. So I don't really understand. I understand, but I don't overstand that type of conflict within myself and my music, you know. I just know I can do it.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. I get another question? I can have another question?
Most definitely.
Go ahead.
Okay. Do you prefer Nikes or Adidas?
Well, all day I dream about sex, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to roll with Adidas, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. You know, going to run DMC shit, okay.
You already know, you know what I'm saying?
All right. Another question? Do I get another question?
Hell no, you might ask about George.
You can continue having another question. Just ask your damn question.
I do got James, about Nike Adidas.
Okay, hold up.
Hey, I got now, so you know, shout out Run DMC, walk this way.
Early. Okay. And my last question would be, when you go to a Chinese restaurant, do you order the lo mein or the shrimp fried rice?
Tell you the truth, when I go to a Chinese restaurant, I'm ordering steak, shrimp and chicken at the same time.
At the same damn time, huh?
Yeah, that's what I want in my rice, with chicken on the side and some spicy oil to go with my chicken. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, when I go to a Chinese restaurant, when I got out, man, my little sister Red and took me to the best restaurant they could have ever took me to in my life. They took me to Teppanyaki Grill.
Okay.
I ain't stopped going there yet.
I'll be posting that shit, so I be saying it flows with your greedy ass.
You know how I eat, man. I'm 200 pounds and solid as hell, and I don't look a day over fat. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to eat up some shit. No, and I love crawfish.
Oh, man, you country for real. Can you say you
I never had that shit.
Yeah, I'm from Mississippi.
Yeah, I'm from Arkansas, so we're right beside each other. So, yeah, I feel you coming from that state. Right there. See, down in the country, it's like, pull over on the side of the road and get them at like a little crawfish stand. Yeah.
Is crawfish good?
Hell yeah.
That shit like shrimp?
Matter of fact, it looks like a shrimp when you get down peeling it.
It does. It looks just like one. You peel that motherfucker, it looks just like one.
It curls up and everything, but it don't taste like it. You bite that motherfucker, it's going to be spicy or not spicy.
Oh, man, I like spicy. If it ain't spicy, I don't want it. Cool.
You better go to Joe's Crab Shack.
What you mean? They got
spicy-ass crawfish.
Well, I'm going to go, bro. there's different kinds of crawfish, like black and white people? Like,
like it's like mulatto.
Oh, okay, okay. I thought that shit was only in Louisiana. I ain't know. Okay.
Oh, bro, it's the country, period, my nigga.
Hey, y'all goofy.
I thought the country, period.
So you mean tell me that they only made Louisiana hot sauce in Louisiana and just kept it in Louisiana?
Yeah.
Show ass out of here.
Shit,
the heat be everywhere, not just in Miami.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true. I'm hot as shit in here right now.
All right, y'all. I want to go ahead and get into another song. You want to hear Slow Down or Things I Do For You?
Oh, give me Slow Down, man.
All right, go ahead and introduce the song.
It's your boy, Silas Flows, man. Coming back from lockdown, no more locked doors. And I'm just telling Tess to slow down, man. You know what I'm saying? All about that fast money and shit right here in life, man. We got to slow down to pay attention to that shit in life, man. It's your boy, Flows, man.
I push. I get it. I do it for me, so fuck you and fuck all my enemies. Mama told me to be careful, slow it down. Look what happened the first degree, my first round. Now I'm back out on the street, paper on my mind. She said she got my back, no matter what, I know she lying. Nobody helping me, I'm like, forget about. Now they got their hands out, like, don't forget about. I pity the fool, yeah, I pity the fool. Hey, they did it to me, yeah, I pity the fool. Zippy told me to slow grind, I'm pacing myself. I thought about it for a minute, only fuck with myself. I took a lot of chances, my chance played out. Now it's monopoly time, rolling the dice now. Riding hard, going near, like I told you, ride around the murder, out bumping at American soldier. Trying to get a piece of the cake. The label doing real good, but I ain't seeing the cake. My godfather said you won't see it, they know what you were. He said you gotta keep it moving, boy, get paid for your work. Child support, hit me up, on two of my kids. The other two, only way my mind says get rich. I know it's out here, fuck it, so I have to. I pull out that black mask if I have to. J-Rock, they told me to be your favorite producer. Building mountains, you niggas is ants. Talking about my clock just like you want it, I understand. Think I'm out here flipping, handle yours, it's still under my pants. Yeah. I
came up a young boy, anything I could, I was trying to get the cash. Mama told me slow down, yeah. Slow down. Living life too good.
I'm going to go to the next one.
right.
Yeah.
Y'all hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
All right. I heard somebody in the background saying
their
phone about to die.
Yeah, my phone about to die. It's Flo's phone about to die. I'm trying to get to my car right now so I can get to my phone charger.
Get to your charger?
Yeah, I'm on my way, though. Don't worry. I'm going to still be online. Come on.
Okay, okay. I will definitely, you know what I'm saying, hopefully, you know, you get to that charger. But go ahead and let everybody know how they can find some more of your music and stuff like that, like if they want to find you, Reverb, or anywhere, if they want to just listen or check you out.
Well, that's basically it, you know what I'm saying, what I was telling y'all earlier, you know what I'm saying, Facebook, Silent Flows. If you want to go to Reverb Nation, Indie Charts, just put my name Silent Flows in it, man. It basically come up anywhere.
Okay.
You
all
can
right,
Google
well,
it and
I'm
going
to go ahead
anywhere.
And throw it to Miss Chocolate so she can get her questions in.
Okay.
All right, my turn. It's your girl, Miss Chocolate, on the line. What's up, Silence? How you doing, baby?
How you doing, boo? How you doing?
I'm chilling. Man, who would have thought that? How many years ago now? What has it been, 4 or 5 years?
Man, it's been like at least 6 years. Since you met me, yep.
Yeah, it's been a minute. So who would have thought that 6 years ago we'd be on this end now where we're at, saluting your music, how I met you, you know what I'm
right.
saying, and giving you the recognition that you deserve, that you work for. How does it feel?
It actually feels good because you never know how the tables will turn or what your future leads to, you know what I'm saying? You never know who's doing what. You never really know a person till you get to know them, really, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you never really know. You never really know what's going on.
So,
my first
question to you is, you know what I'm saying, considering that I've known you for a while, you know, the listeners, they're new to you, and, you know, most artists have a struggle before they get to that point of actually having, like, a level field to say that I've made it, that I'm making it, and that I'm doing something that's actually having, you know, a positive outcome now.
Uh-huh.
Just for the listeners, can you give us a little bit of a background, maybe of something that you went through that kind of motivated you more to say, you know what I'm saying, I got to do better.
I got what you're saying. Basically, it's not about being better. It's about being different because most of these artists out here right now are sounding the same. So, you know, you have to distinguish yourself from each individual artist, you know what I'm saying, even when there's a competition going on. You know, you probably got new artists that's out here in the industry right now, and half of the artists that's local that's trying to get on is mimicking these artists that's already in the industry, and for what reason, I don't know, because you have to be different to make it. You know, they're looking for a different sound. So my gesture is just to, you know, I be myself. You know, that's why I say I don't listen to music when I talk to y'all earlier.
Yeah, you kind of disturbed me with that. I wanted to touch base on that. So when you mean you don't listen to other artists, I mean, is that out of, you know what I'm saying, just a non-supportive way? Like, is it that you don't support other artists? Because in order to support them, you got to listen to their music. You know what I'm saying? In order
right.
to support them, it's giving feedback. So is it that you don't
right.
support other artists because you're that hungry to succeed just yourself? Or how does that go? Because I'm sorry, it disturbed me when you said that. I wanted to say something then, but I figured I'd wait till I did my question.
Can you repeat that for me, please?
So, when you stated earlier that, you know, you don't listen to other artists' music, is that in a non-supportive
uh-huh.
way? Because in order to support an artist, you have to listen to their music. So how do you show your support to other artists if you stated that you don't listen to their
oh,
music?
Oh, and that issue, you know, it's very simple. You know what I'm saying? I pay attention to their music. You know, I want to see where they're coming from. You know, I don't act like, I don't, by me not listening to other artists' music, I don't listen to them because I don't want to pick up none of their swag, I don't want to mimic them is basically what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? But other, as far as listening to them and understand what they're doing and where they're coming from, I will acknowledge that. You know what I'm saying? But if you're not a good rapper, you're not a good rapper. You see what I'm saying? If you're not a good singer, you're not a good singer. But who am I to judge on you on that level because I'm still trying to figure out where you're coming from.
But like, when it comes to other artists, do you actually support other artists? You know what I'm saying? Other
Most definitely. Yeah, I support them all the way. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just because I don't listen, like you want me to be a follower of you, you know what I'm saying? I do listen. You see what I'm saying? I do support. You know, I put all my people up on whoever, you know what I'm saying? Whoever I think is hot and whoever I think is going to be, like, the next to blow.
Okay. Well, I mean, I appreciate you clarifying that for me because, like I said, when you first said it, you was kind of like, you know, fuck other artists. I kind of wanted to say, like, well, nigga, fuck you. You know, we supporting your motherfucking ass. How is it that you going to say fuck the next person and not support them? So I definitely appreciate
right,
you
most
clarifying
definitely.
That for me.
Most
you know,
definitely.
You
got,
on you.
Yeah. You got a right to say that. Right. Who am I?
That was a good question because I got a couple text messages that were actually like, well, damn, well, why the fuck are we, were y'all interviewing him? You know what I'm saying? Like, and then another one said, yeah, he's talented, but damn, he's kind of cocky. What the fuck? So, I mean, and then, you know what I'm saying? So, it, I mean, you kind of, like, discouraged a little bit people with that, you know, that statement. So, I'm glad you kind of, like, you know, cleared it up for everybody. You feel me? So.
Right. Well, you know, sign the symbol for a conscious mind, and an understatement is an understatement for those that can't, you know what I'm saying, understand what you're talking about. So, you know, I do pay attention to that, too. You know what I'm saying? I'm never, I got to be confident no matter what. You know what I'm saying? It's me or who I am. You know what I'm saying? I'm never going to knock another artist for what they're doing, you know what I'm saying, because they just like me. They're trying to make it. They're trying to show what they can do, and they're trying to promote their talent. You know, I can never do that. You see what I'm saying? But it's all about who you are and the people that you hang around. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people got negative vibes. They got positive vibes. You know what I'm saying? Me, personally, I try to kick around my positive vibe and make sure I can make a pretty picture out of an ugly picture when I have to.
Definitely. Well, we're going to go ahead and pass it to Red.
What up, sis? Shit, I'm glad y'all cleared that up too. I'm like, no, he's not that kind of guy. Killer. Ooh.
Come on, Red. You already know how I am, man. You know I don't get down like that. I would do a song with you and try to, you know what I'm saying, progress the support, if anything. You see what I'm saying?
Cut out. Well, shit, bro, I want to know what made you sign with the hottest label around that I heard about, Guaranteed Entertainment.
Well, you know, they were looking for a franchise, cuz, you know what I'm saying, they were looking for a franchise. You know, we got, like I said, Guaranteed Entertainment is very diverse, you know what I'm saying, and I'm a diverse artist, so why wouldn't I be with Guaranteed if we not, you know what I'm saying, if I'm not diverse? You know, I'm very diverse, so I'm going with where I know I could do better. You know what I'm saying? It's all about my progression.
Right. That's a great answer.
So, you know, and I'm going to tell you how we do it. You know what I'm saying? It's GE bitches all day, every day.
GE bitches. Ta-da. And my second question to you B is, who's two artists, male and female, industry cat-wise, that you look forward to working with?
I'm going to say, and now where we are in the industry. You see what I'm saying?
True.
So, you know, I look forward to working with my sister, Recess Kid, because it's a lot we got to do to improve. You know what I'm saying? And I'm already working with one of the best right now, Mr. J. Isaac. You know what I'm saying? And I can't say his name like I want to, you know what I'm saying? But I do have another person that I would like to bring in mind, and his name is The Gift. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to do what we got to do eventually.
Okay.
All right,
Ray, you got any more questions, or you
want to
pass to Magasia?
No, I'm going to pass it on. I appreciate you answering them questions and you know what I'm saying, rocking with Next to Blow, or hell no.
All right,
Magasia,
turn.
I am most definitely. How you doing tonight?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I pretty much want to know, if you could have any mainstream producer to produce one of your tracks, who would it be and why?
It would actually be David Banner.
Okay.
Because I'm from the South, and I tell you the truth, I think he know how to bring me out. You know what I'm saying? Like, to get me where I want to be at. Like, because we're from the same hometown. Well, not the same hometown, but we're both from Mississippi, and he's probably like a couple hours away. He's in Jackson. I'm in Clarksdale. And he know where we come from. He like one of the most official artists that really made it, other than like Snoop Dogg and Brandy and Ray J, you know what I'm saying, that really made it and just really looked back at home, though, you know.
All right, most definitely. So how can our listeners book you for any shows, or if they'd like to have you, you know, on one of their tracks, or how would they go about doing that?
You will most definitely find me on Facebook at StuartSilentFlows.com. You can go to my fan page on Facebook at Silent Flows. You can go to YouTube for Silent Flows. You can Google me at Silent Flows. Anything you want to know about Silent Flows, I will basically just tell you Google because everything is right there.
All right, most definitely. All right, so one last question. Can you sing us a Main Train song, if possible?
Say that again.
Can you sing us a Main Train track? Any Main Train song, one of you sing?
One of my songs or a Main Train song?
A Main Train song, yeah.
From another artist?
Yes, it's possible. Yes, like Brian Minaj.
Oh, you would be that person to ask me that question. You really would be that person to ask me.
Yes.
That
yes.
Question.
I was gonna ask you too. I was gonna
yes.
ask you, but she
like R&B. I like R&B. I'm gonna go back in the day then.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm driving, and I'm so I'm gonna do this at the same time. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna go like this.
Early one morning while you were asleep, I received a letter, but there was no address. So I paid it no mind back. I promised to send it back. But something that I was feeling said open it. It said, dear reader, was a close friend of mine. I hope that this letter find you in time, cause your love is ending and my
That's
life
it.
Just beginning. But with a woman that I know you, oh, did you? And it made me want to say, I don't ever want to see you again. Cause I stuck by you till the end. My conscience is clear, and I can move on from here. But I wish I could say the same for you.
Okay, I did that. Look,
hey,
I asked you to sing with me. You weren't supposed to say. You asked me to sing. Now I'm bringing up shit.
Excuse me, co-captain of Team Wet Wet would like to put in an order, please. I would like to arm singers for $5. JPEG is first. So can I have y'all in my bedroom tonight?
Okay.
What'd you say?
Hold up,
I'm trying to buy me some R&B singers tonight. I mean, y'all motherfuckers want to get in line and start singing and shit and get a bitch all kind of happy. You know, you can't do the. You got to buy a man's voice. And a bitch likes men and loves R&B singers. I'm just saying.
I understand what you're saying.
Please,
what's your price?
We don't have to kidnap they ass. We are officially kidnapping J Big and Silent Flow. We're going to make them serenade us all night long. Okay, queen?
Hey.
Well, I wish Big was here, so, you know what I'm saying, but his call dropped. Shout out to Jay Big. God damn it. But I heard somebody else singing in the background, too. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I think that was Magasia.
Yeah, that was me.
Maggie, that was you. Over here got a happy. Oh, shit, I thought that was Big. Maggie, I just might have wanted to do you first.
I thought that it was Big, too.
He was coming out over here. Okay.
I had to go ahead and do that right quick.
Yo, Maggie, stupid.
Well, I'm still here.
I guessed on the thing and joined in and said it became a duet real quick. I swear,
right.
I thought it was big that.
Yo, I want to give a shout out to our next to blow fellas. Like, every week, they always drop off. Every week. It doesn't matter.
Line down,
I'm going to
keep on the line.
No, line down's not even on there this time.
So are they all gone?
Nope,
Tom
I'm still
Curry.
Here. I'm still in the building.
Tom Curry on the line.
Yeah, straight like that.
They got no light.
Right, only two we got left this time. Get out with that thing.
Shout out on this motherfucker, like, cut out.
Okay, so my question for you, just list this back to Miss Queen T. I want to know, you know how, like, we have these awards or whatever for these independent artists? If you could bring home one award for yourself, would you rather have Best Male Rapper, Best Male R&B Singer, Next to Blow, Lyrical of the Year, Most Slept On, any Mixtape of the Year, Album of the Year, whatever it is, what do you feel like you deserve if you could bring home one award?
You talking to Silent Flows?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
I wish you would have put the best that I can be in there, you know, just being me.
Okay.
That's
a great fucking award. And that was a great question.
Yeah, if you know, you could just put just being yourself and being who you are and being creative in your own mind and being able to walk the path that you crave and cradle out for yourself that you walked in for years from birth, you know, that would be like the best award, you know what I'm saying? Because I really don't put myself in front of nobody. You know what I'm saying? You are who you are and I am who I am, you know.
Okay. I have another question because I was tuned in to a different interview one time, right?
Uh-huh.
And I got to ask this, okay? You know what I'm saying? Would you collab with another artist, male artist, if he was gay and, like, diva-ish with it? You know what I'm saying? Like, would you collab with an artist like that?
That was gay and what?
Whatever, Maturi, I heard you. You know what I'm talking about. You can't say nothing. Would you collab with an artist like that? I'm just saying. If he's really talented.
And he
yes,
was gay and what?
You
know, like, he had a feminine side. He was real, you know, like, you know. Hell yeah, Flowers, let's get this shit type dude, gay artist.
Yeah, I would. I told you I don't judge nobody, so yeah, I would.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody
that's
has a chance. Everybody, you know what I'm saying? We all human out here. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I would collide with a gay dude, especially if he got it going on. You see what I'm saying? His music is rocking and he got a fan base and he doing this and that. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you have no fan base and you ain't doing this and that and you gay, then you gay for no reason.
Okay.
Not gay for no reason, damn.
Yeah, he gay for no reason because he out here doing all to my home kicking in and all that type of shit to my some no shade and all that ain't got no shade at all.
Beautiful.
Okay, definitely. Okay, so do you have you know what I'm saying, do you have any advice for another up-and-coming artist, you know, say rapper or singer or anything like that? Do you have any advice for somebody else?
All I can say is do you. You know what I'm saying? Just do you. Be yourself. Don't try to be nobody else because at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, it's just like paying Will Smith to play my job or Martin Lawrence to play me. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're getting paid to play me. You see what I'm saying? But in the end, who, you know what I'm saying, it's still you that's being played. And you have to do yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I want to, it's just like me writing for another artist. You know what I'm saying? And tell him to do this because he is writing what I'm creating. I mean, he's performing what I'm creating, so I'm actually making an actor myself. So at the same time, just do yourself. Be yourself, man. You know, do you, you know.
Okay. I have another question for you. So what do you want people to know, like, once you pass or it's your time or whenever you, you know, if you ever quit singing and rapping, what do you want people to know you as, remember you by? For all that stuff.
Basically, just, you know, that boy was a bad cold faux mojo, how they used to call it back in the day. You know, like, he just did what he wanted to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't like I was limited to anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm limitless.
Okay. Okay. I got one more question for you. I want to know, who would you like to collab with locally that you have not yet got to collab with?
Right now, I'm basically like almost doing it because I'm for my R&B album, I have and I ain't told nobody this yet, but I have Jay Isaac on my album, I have Trilla on my album, Rico Devotion on my album, I Am Remedy on my R&B album, and I have Unknown on my album. So I'm basically where I want to be at locally with cats because I don't really know all the local cats, but the cats that I know that's really out here doing something and they have a history and a fan base behind them, I got that right now.
Okay. That's cool. Definitely.
I can't wait to hear that track you and Trilla got together.
Oh, my God.
I can't wait to hear that track with Remedy. I swear. I love Remedy's voice.
I
Yeah. So it's most definitely going down.
On a track, they're gonna be. When is that?
Your phone cutting
out. When is that come out?
Your phone cutting in and out, Miss Chocolate. Hello?
Miss Chocolate.
Is that just me? Yeah, her phone was cutting in and out.
Well,
is that just my phone
back.
Going in and out? Oh, shit. Not the whole phone.
Oh, damn.
Hey, Bob, you got some talent up on them CDs, man. Oh, on that CD out here. That's it. That's what's up. You rock.
Well, I'm basically trying to, you know what I'm saying, get it. You know, a lot of people don't even know I sing, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm a real natural R&B singer. So, you know, a lot of people, they looking for a 360 when I do come out. That's why I'm doing the mixtape, the hip-hop mixtape right now, Back from Lockdown, No More Locked Doors. And then I'm just, you know, coming out like, bam. Like, oh, damn, this brother sings. And I'm singing real R&B. That's why the name of my R&B album is called Mr. R&B, My Sophisticated.
Hold
on, I can't hear y'all. What'd you say?
Go ahead, Red. I'm sorry.
When is this album dropping? This mixtape album. When can we be looking for it?
Around May. I'm gonna say around May or beginning of June.
Is that for the mixtape and the album, or you know?
No, that's just for the album. The mixtape just give me like April. You know what I'm saying? The beginning of May.
Okay, definitely. I want to say something real quick. I got a text from Mecca. She wanted to say, make sure you get up with her because she, you know what I'm saying, she want to check you out or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Red, you know, she put together a show, so she must be trying to, you know, get him on some of her shows or something like that. So.
Push up.
Who that?
Mecca.
What, say it again?
Mecca, the rapper, she's from New York, and she's been up here supporting and putting
okay.
on for a lot of artists and shit. So I'll give you the information to check her out, and, you know, she's hitting her up to tell you to link up with her. So good shit.
Okay, well, make sure you give me all her information, like far as Facebook or where I can connect with her at, you know.
Shit, go to my Facebook right now. It's on the status. Hit her up.
I told you I'm driving.
Me too. I understand.
All right. Well, basically, my last question for you is, unless, you know, the crew has another question they want to get out there, but I'm gonna, you know, wrap up with the last few questions. Crew, y'all have anything else y'all want to say?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Okay. Well, they good. So, you know, shout out to you. Definitely appreciate you for coming through again. Congratulations on, you know what I'm saying, making it on Next to Blow a Hell No. You know what I'm saying? Definitely, I love the music, and definitely we're going to rock out with that last track of yours.
Thank you.
But do you have any last-minute shout-outs you want to give or anything else that you want to put out there for the listeners or the fans or anything like that?
I'm going to do a shout-out and leave some food for thought, you know, like I said, to any other artist that's out there trying to do what they got to do. Maintain your composure. Do you. Don't worry about nobody else. You know, I want to give a shout-out to Ice Cold Entertainment, Guaranteed Entertainment, Lawbreakers, GMC, RJ Promotions, everybody that I really mess with out here, you know what I'm saying, even back home, LaFlow Bound, Mississippi, you know what I'm saying, Nebraska, Iowa, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. You know, like, it's a lot of cats that I really mess with out here in this music world. So I just want to give a big shout-out to those cats. And thanks for y'all's support. And make sure that, you know, I stay on my 10 toes.
Okay. Oh, my bad. I'm going to go ahead and bring Netta back on the line. She said, I'm still here. So let's go ahead and see if we can bring her back on. See if she has a question.
Okay.
What's up, Netta?
What's up?
My bad. You have a question for Silent Flow?
It took you so long to get me on the line, I forgot what my question was.
I'm sorry.
I be all at work listening in with FedEx and stuff.
My bad.
Okay.
I apologize. I got you next week, okay? I promise.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, crew, y'all have any last questions? I mean, not questions, but any last shout-outs y'all want to put out there before we get into this last track in the episode? Oh, I guess we can go with Red first.
Red.
She's driving.
I'm on mute.
He's driving.
Hello.
Okay. Yay, Red.
Yo. Shout out to my team, Guaranteed Entertainment, Foxy Fine Team, Tad Out. Shit. These events I got coming up with Mecca is March 20th at the Imperial Room. Make sure y'all come check it out. April 5th at the Terminal. That's for a benefit event. April 10th at the Aqua, all black event. It's Respect My Music, excuse me. And April 12th, come out to the Blue Nile, Minnesota stand-up. So I hope to see y'all out there. Wherever Tad Owl is, y'all know the party is. We turn the fuck up and we don't turn down. Shout out to all the listeners and, you know, everybody that's doing their thing. Keep doing it, Tad Owl.
Definitely. Okay. Maturi.
Yeah.
Go ahead. We'll give you shout-outs.
I want to shout out everybody that's living.
Okay. you wanna put your links out or anything like that?
Yeah. Go to Maturi.
Everything just Maturi?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. M-A-T-U-R-I.
All right.
Holly.
Okay, Maturi. All right. Shout out to you for co-hosting with us tonight. Definitely appreciate that.
Well,
rocking out with us till the end. You feel me? So, Magaskia, go ahead, give your shout-outs.
Definitely shout-out to everybody that's tuning in right now. Shout-out to Chopper today. Just tuning in from Miami. You know, three-way, tuning in or whatever. Next to Blue Radio. Shout-out to our guest tonight with the interview, Tight Work, you know, T-R&B for show. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at she_is_Magaskia, M-A-G-A-S-S-I-A. The same thing for Instagram. I do follow back and... Shout out to all of our, you know, hosts on the show tonight. You know, y'all definitely did your thing, and I love you guys.
All right, definitely. Okay, Netta, you have any shout outs you want to give?
Damn right, I got some shout outs. Shout out to Lou, St. Louis. You know, I'm St. Louis to the day I die, no matter where I go. Shout out to, Reset's Kid Red Tadal. Shout out to Miss Chocolate. Shout out to Miss Queen T Promo. Shout out to Franchise all day, every day. Shout out to Elixir. Be there on the 24th. It's going down. Another sold out event.
Definitely. Oh, don't forget Foxy Fawn, too. Shout out to Foxy Fawn. I thought she was tuned in or whatever. Okay, I guess it's Miss Quincy. Shout out to everybody that tuned in. Appreciate y'all. Make sure y'all tune in every day of the week tomorrow. Or, well, except Saturdays. Ain't nobody on Saturdays right now. Tomorrow, Crush Catalyst, Lyrical Incision, Friday, Fresh Fridays with Lil One. Sunday is Soda Free Sundays, Angel and Ninos. Monday is Sex After Dark with Miss Chocolate and Suave. And Miss Queen T. Magaskia show on Tuesdays and back to Wednesdays. Next to Blow or Hell No. Got another, you know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all stay tuned in, stay locked in. We're going to head. Thank y'all for tuning in. Thanks to all the judges, the callers, the listeners, the guests, everybody that tuned in. Y'all already know how Next to Blow Radio get it in. So shout out to all the artists again, independent artists at that. So we're going to get into this last track and let him introduce it and let it ride out. So Things I Do For You, go ahead, Silent Flows, and get at this track. Introduce
I just got to say one thing for 2 seconds. I'm glad everybody shouted me out. Okay, so. On they shout
I
out.
Said the guest.
But
my bad.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and introduce this last track.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Between me and you, you know what I'm saying? And it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? You'll know better next time. Go ahead and drop that track. It's your boy Silent Flow. I'm tuning in and I'm tuning out.